If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
There's only one town that can create a stallion like the Kevin Federlezzi. It's the 559 Biatch, Fresno. Fresno, Fresno, big city of meth, where all the men are unemployed and have vodka on their breath. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, cause the sky's good with smog and there's cow pie on the ground. I left Fresno when I was only 18 and snagged a fat bitch from the Hollywood scene. I still have love for all my homies up north who like to drink liquor while they're sitting on their porch. Fresno, California, like nowhere else on earth. A mullet on your head from the moment of your birth. Incest is not a problem, nothing you should hide. Feel free to make your brother's mother, sister your new bride. If you ever get bored, pull your buddy's finger, drink a 40, snort a line, and turn on Jerry Springer. A roadkill omelet is how your day begins. People shouldn't have to wonder how I ended up so thin. Grow a pubic mustache right up on your face with some acne on the side, keeping everything in place. I miss my hometown now that I'm living down south. I'm still missing teeth inside my white trash mouth. It's 559. You all should know the deal. I'm Kevin Federlezzi, and you know I keep it real.
And now...
Oh, that's it. I left Big Boy for this. Oh, no.
Our feature presentation.
Come on, old K-Fed.
Hello.
I haven't heard from him in a while, so I was... Pulled out the K-Fed albums over the weekend, and I said, I miss that boy. As much as I never thought I'd say that, I miss that boy.
It's like the classics, too. You know, you can kind of remember your life when so-and-so made this album, and, you know, Springsteen made his album in the 80s, or Michael Jackson made Thriller. K-Fed in the 90s, for sure, was super instrumental.
They're like benchmarks.
Huge CDs. You can remember where you were, you know, where you were living, what you were doing.
When you first heard it.
Sure, yeah. It brings back memories when you hear K-Fed.
Absolutely.
I know it seems like it was in the 90s, but we never even heard the name Kevin Federline probably until about 3 years ago.
What's that? am I thinking of someone else? He hasn't had a 25-year career?
No.
I
know,
just,
but that's how strong he is.
Just recent, yeah. But he has permeated every aspect of our life since then. We can't get away from him.
Certainly no one has done more with their opportunities than he has.
Yeah.
So good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday, and it is the 26th of Blovember.
Another classic.
Trying to figure out what it is.
Oh, was I playing that or were you?
No, I think you were.
Oh, then I just hit the wrong button. Sorry about that. I thought that was you playing that. I was thinking, wow, that's an interesting choice. Okay.
Yeah, that's weird.
Look, we got rust on the ship here, man. It takes us a while to kind of get up and going.
Dude, I took half the board in here home over the weekend to work on it. So Mike's furiously trying to put it back together. I came walking in with three machines on my arm and cords all over the place, and I was dropping them outside, and the cord would get caught. It was just a comedy of errors.
Sweet.
We are really building it again. My internet is down over here.
Oh, what a surprise.
And we're out of coffee, so mm-hmm. It's going to be a good day.
So you get to make up traffic today, Lisa?
Pretty much. I do that every day.
Like she doesn't, any. I mean, who would know?
405 is really slow.
Couldn't you just make Boulevard up all the trouble spots? I mean, you could just call them out.
Yeah, I can't make up. I don't really know the accidents, but... We all know where the freeways are going to
right,
blow.
Where they're just regularly slow, and there's nothing you can do about it.
It's already slow at LAX, you know that.
Sure. It's always
never not slow
always
at LAX.
Well, you're talking yourself out of a job right now.
Something could happen.
I'm very disappointed in Lisa, by the way, who we thought this was the year 2007. She was on board with being a sports fan. And now I find out, although she did manage to watch the Red Sox when they were in the World Series, now I found out she's not even following the Patriots. What's up with that? What kind of a Boston sports fan are you with your boyfriend if you're not even following the Patriots?
I'm having a little difficulty transitioning to football. I got to admit it.
But if ever there was a year to get on board and to look forward to the games and to be excited by them, this would be the easiest entry point in years, Lisa.
Well, it would certainly be the time when I wouldn't be disappointed, but it seems like such a slam dunk most of the time that...
Look at that sports metaphor.
wrong sport,
but all right, we'll take it.
That it's not really that
seems like a home run, but what can you do?
But what I'm saying is even people who aren't sports fans are caught up in the excitement of a potential running of the table. Another sports metaphor, by the way, by the New England Patriots, because it has been since 1972 that a team, you know, won them all. And even if you don't like football, you got to be interested in that, I would imagine, because it just never happens.
But if the games, for the most part, like if most of the games you know they're going to win and win handily, that doesn't seem very fun to watch. Right. Now, granted, I was wrong about yesterday, according to Mike.
Oh, you missed the missed yesterday. My God, it was unbelievable.
So I guess you can never really tell. But since I don't know that much about it to begin with, when people are acting like, oh, they're just going to slaughter whoever they're playing, it doesn't sound like very interesting to watch to me.
See, I love watching New England because they are so good. I love watching them destroy the other teams. I think it's awesome to see them win by 30 and 40 points. And then you can turn around and you get a game like last night where nobody could see that coming. And you go, whoa, what's happening here? And it couldn't have been more exciting right down to the last minute of the game.
Well, I got some work to do.
I also like to see their head coach interviewed because no one's more more angry or more of a dick and more of a liar.
Even when they win?
They win by 40 and they say, hey, how come on that fourth down you went for it instead of kicking a field goal? You're up by 40. You don't really need – like that's almost a desperation move when you're going for it on fourth down. He's like, I just wanted to give him another chance to stop us. That's all. You know, you kick a field goal, that's three. No one believes that. Nobody.
No.
Not a person on the planet, because you've proven throughout the first 56 points that they can't stop you.
Right.
So you're going to give him another chance, please.
And he's a dick to his players, too. They'll come in having played the game of their lives, and he'll figure out some way to pick up a part two. The guy's just never happy with anything, which is awesome about him.
Yeah, that's funny.
But, you know, for all the talk, and we had Andrew Siciliano on Friday talking about how I think the Patriots were favored by 24 or 25 points or something like that. They ended up winning by 3.
Yeah.
I mean, you just – a lot of people, I bet, a lot of Philly fans, I bet, took that point spread and said, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, and won.
A lot of people probably won money on that.
Yeah, probably.
A ton of people, yeah.
I think there was a brawl in the streets in Santa Monica after that game.
Sure.
Because they got those two bars right across from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, here's my point when it comes to you following football, though, Lisa, and that is if you like baseball, for God's sakes, the Miami Dolphins would be interesting right now. I mean, any team in the NFL would be a step up from baseball.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
You may laugh.
Any team.
You may laugh, but here's the difference between football and baseball for me. You can see their faces in baseball. In football, it's just a bunch of guys in a helmet. I don't know who's who hardly. So it's just not as much fun. Yeah, it's harder to cheer when I don't know who that guy is that just ran up the side and took the ball because I can't see. I don't know. How do you know who he is?
I've never heard of
his name's on the back of his uniform.
Well, they're little tiny names. Little tiny.
This is the dumbest conversation I've ever heard.
No, I've never heard of someone not liking a sport because you can't see their faces.
It's a little bit easier to cheer for certain people. Like the thing with baseball was I had my favorites and they would come up to bat and I could see them come up to bat and I could see what they did and I could see them when they were in the outfield.
Let me suggest this. When you're watching football, go ahead and turn the sound up because the announcers will say who the players are that are involved in the play.
But I don't know that many players.
The other thing is, if you're a football fan, you notice that there are tiny little numbers on the backs of their jerseys, and those usually are the same numbers for the same guys.
I don't know who they are yet, and that's the other thing.
It would take you
Here's the other thing. I played baseball in school. I never played football, so it's definitely – and I played basketball. So football's
What does that tell you about baseball, people? That's what I'm saying. What does that tell you about baseball? Lisa May played baseball.
Didn't we all?
Yes, that's the point.
So football is kind of
But look, you got his giant number on the front. You got it on his shoulder pad just in case you can't see it on the front. And then it's on his back along with his name for most parts.
The only guy I know is the quarterback.
All right.
So I'm just saying I got some work to do. I am not a perfect being yet when it comes to football. In other ways, of course I am.
If anybody would like to take some action early in the morning, I got 10 credits that says Ralph Garman will not have a voice today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
after that game.
That's definitely a possibility because he does tend to be a little bit vocal.
Yeah,
and he can't see their faces. Imagine if he could.
Oh, how about that?
It'd be crazy.
Well, at least you got another chance tonight because the other season that is maybe one for the record books is the Miami Dolphins, who have yet to win a game, and they're playing on Monday Night Football tonight, and they're 0-10. So you can tune in. You don't need to know anything else about that. But if they lose another one, they're one step closer to going all the way.
Well, I think I might be at the movie Enchanted tonight.
Okay. What does it depend on?
Well,
you going or not?
I actually know I'm going to be at the movie Enchanted tonight, which is kind of the anti-base football thing to do.
I got you.
Okay. But, all right. Say no more.
She showed a brief flash of brilliance when she was a sports fan in baseball, and now all of a sudden she's back to
She's lost
well,
it.
Well, next season.
I can see their faces. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
It is 20 minutes till 6. Ralph's got the showbiz beat coming up, if he can speak. We're going to talk to former sports guy Money about sports today.
Okay.
We are going to have Miss Double D finalists.
That's
in the studio.
I'm talking about. That's right here is what I'm talking about.
We, on this past Wednesday, put up the top 10. We're getting people's votes on them, but this year we're doing it a little bit different because we're going to have them in studio. We're going to have them perform whatever it is that they can, the talent that they have, they're going to perform for us.
Very exciting.
Nice melons.
And we are going to videotape it and put that up as well so you can vote based on that.
Why did it take us so long to come up with a way that we could meet all 10 girls instead of just meeting one?
I don't know. We're bad.
That's the only thing
I can come up with is we're bad. And then Friday morning, we're going to have a live show.
A pageant.
A pageant where we have all 10 of them there and the votes will all come in and we'll name somebody Miss Double December.
It'll be cool because you can see their faces.
That's right. They don't wear a football helmet.
See, how much would that suck if they were?
Oftentimes you find them on strippers.
Exactly.
And here are the differences in the talents. For example, in the 7 o'clock hour, we have Irene, who writes poetry.
Oh, lovely.
In the 8 o'clock hour, we have Tawny, who puts her fist in her mouth.
Okay.
Something for everyone.
Something for everybody, yeah.
So there are just a few differences there. Also on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to talk about bad Thanksgivings. My favorite story ever is Bean's brother. We'll tell you that again if you missed it. It's the ultimate Thanksgiving story. And the other great Thanksgiving story that we have is Omar.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Who unfortunately got ditched by his mom on Thanksgiving.
Sad.
That doesn't seem good. So we'll do that coming up. Also, we have Karen Covell, who is the founder of Hollywood Prayer Network. This is the group that Ralph mentioned last week in Showbiz that will pray for celebrities that are in trouble. So they're on their knees for Britney pretty much every day.
Wow.
So that's coming up.
We got some work to do.
And we're giving away tickets for K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. You're listening between 8 and 9 o'clock for Numb by Linkin Park and Be Caller 20. You'll win those. And we're also going to draw again from the street team and just make some random calls and give away tickets that way as well.
Great.
So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph's Showbiz Beat is next.
So, Ralph Garman, how was your night last night?
It was exciting, to say the least.
Could have been more exciting.
Could have been. But you know what? Last night was a real-life Rocky story, what it was.
Sure.
You got the underdog getting in the ring with the champ, and he wasn't even supposed to be able to go the distance. He was supposed to get knocked out in the first round.
Right.
And he went the distance. He put a scare into the champion.
He sure did.
He didn't win the fight like Rocky did in the first one, you know?
Yeah.
But he went the distance, and it was more than we could have ever hoped for, quite frankly.
I mean, a win would have been over the moon,
but still. You can't knock how those guys came out and played. They really held their own.
Not at all. And by the way, who would have ever thought there'd be a quarterback controversy in Philadelphia that doesn't involve Donovan McNabb? What's up with that? Where'd all this talent come from on this squad?
I always liked Feely. I always liked him when he was with us before. He went off to try to be a starter with two other teams at San Diego and Miami. Didn't fare so well, but they had crappy systems at the time. He's always played well for us. He came in before when McNabb was hurt and won 4 games in a row for us a couple seasons back. So the kid's got talent, but I tell you, he really played his heart out. And except for a few errant passes, a few picks, the whole game would have been different, I think.
Here's my question, though. Is this the slip that everybody expected to happen with New England, and did they get away with it, and now they're going to be able to run the table better? Because everybody thought there's got to be a game where they let down their guard or whatever.
Yeah.
They come close to losing or this. The thing was, they haven't given up
a turnover yet. They had a couple dropped passes, which they don't usually do, but
right.
The pressure from Philly's defense was enormous on Brady, and that was the key. So I think this may be more than just the slip that they can put behind them now. Maybe an indicator for other teams how to play these guys and actually get a shot at staying at pace with them, at least keeping it close. You know?
Yeah, this is a blueprint now for every other team to do what Philadelphia
did. And it's always been. They've always said you've got to be physical with Moss because
he
doesn't like to be hassled. And you got to get to Brady a couple times. You got to ring his bell, and that's the only time he moves slightly off of his game at all.
But teams can't do that. Teams try to get to him, and he's got all day back there.
It was amazing how Eagles came with a 3-man pass rush for the most part, and we're still getting penetration, and then bringing guys during the blitz to put pressure on Brady. They really, defensively, they played a hell of a game as well as offensively. I mean, 28 points against that D was not expected.
Lisa, your thoughts?
She can't see their faces.
Yeah, I can't see their faces. To hear their penetration.
What's the point? I can't see their faces.
We got her attention with penetration,
you
though.
Did.
They really need to finally approve those Lucite masks they
That's
were
right.
working
there
on.
You go.
Those plastic helmets where you just see right through
would
to
be
their
the
faces.
Best.
Lisa would be in.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it was very, very exciting. And congratulations. I've had the same Rocky thoughts last night watching that game last night. I said, you just got to give it up for the Eagles tonight. You just have to. Yeah. It was very impressive.
If they hadn't spotted in those 7 points at the beginning of the game, who knows what would happen?
Yeah,
one freaking play can change the whole thing.
That's true.
It is a 5:52 Monday morning. This is a live show back on the air after the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. I'm sure we missed a lot of showbiz news. Ralph, what do you got for us?
Not much. That's it. I'm out.
All right. Yeah. Excellent.
Nothing really happened. Some movies came out over the weekend. The big holiday movie weekend, of course, for the 4-day weekend for Thanksgiving. Enchanted was the big winner. Made over $50 million
Whoa!
Over the long weekend.
Wow.
35 of it just on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So, Enchanted. A lot of people going to see that piece of movie.
Terrific reviews, though, Ralph.
People
seem to love it.
You like Dr. McLippy and, you know.
Yeah,
I do.
Singing and dancing and whatnot. And
it's not for me either,
fairy tales.
It is for obviously a lot of people.
That's a kid
I love
thing,
that Amy Adams,
it?
Too, by the way.
It's not a kid thing?
Not really.
It's a chick thing, really.
Chick
it's
thing.
Chick thing,
okay.
Yeah. Amy Adams, yeah, she's adorable, so you got that, but I'm still, no way you're getting me into a movie theater to see that. No way.
No, I'm with you.
This Christmas was number two at the box office, $18.6 million in its debut weekend. Gave it the number two slot. Then Beowulf came in at number three with $16.2 million. I really thought it'd do better over the long weekend.
Yeah, me too.
Apparently everyone who's going to see it has pretty much seen it. Hitman in its debut only did $13 million, but that was still good enough to make it number four.
Let me tell you about the chicken Hitman.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I got your email. Apparently you dig her.
Well, she's got a tattoo of a dragon on her face.
That's a good look.
No, really?
You would think that would be a negative. It's somehow with her, it's not. Somehow you go, wow.
Now, is this the actress who has that tattoo?
I believe
or is
it's
the character.
Oh, okay.
I believe
it's the character.
You wouldn't want to go through life that way.
No, she's a model from Russia or something. But that's the first time I've ever seen a tattoo on a face where I go, doesn't detract. It might actually
last
be
time I
attractive.
Saw a tattoo on somebody's face, it was Harry, the guy who owned the porn store around the corner from me. He had a big snake on his face.
She somehow made it look sexy. I'm not sure how.
B-movie was number five at the box office. Then Fred Claus came in at number six. $10 million was its weekend take. August Rush, the movie with Freddie Highmore and Robin Williams, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers. $9.4 million made it number seven. American Gangster, still in the top 10, came in at number eight. Finally caught up with that this weekend. Boy, is that good.
As did I.
That's a good movie.
Yes, it is.
The Mist was number nine. And then No Country for Old Men, rounding out your top 10
Mike saw
at
that.
The box office.
I saw that one as well.
Did you?
Variety.
Oh,
good.
No Country for Old Men, yeah. Except for, I'm not sure if there's any kind of a hazy ending. Like, they don't spoon feed you the ending. I'm not the guy necessarily to be figuring out.
You don't
out
really
yet.
Fill in the blanks on your own so
no,
much.
No, I sit there and I go, I wonder if everybody else in the theater gets that.
This ending makes The Sopranos look thorough. You're like, whoa!
Oh, no.
See you later.
In a really good way, but I remember thinking at the time, I'm probably the only person in this theater that's completely confused now. Everyone else probably gets it, and I just kind of...
No, I don't think so.
There should be some sort of club that Kevin can sign up for where they mail him a newsletter at the end of the movie.
Whatitmeant.com.
Yeah, explain to him, okay, look, you remember where that guy
right.
said that? Well, and then it just fills it out.
Super well done, but man, oh man.
Tell you what, between No Country for Old Men and American Gangster, Josh Brolin is having the month of his life.
Doing all right.
Yeah. He's a great actor, and he's finally coming into his own. I thought he was great in the American Gangster, and by all accounts, he is in No Country for Old Men, too. So, congratulations to him. This weekend, we've got new movies coming out, including Pathology with Milo Ventimiglia and Milo Weston. What are the odds two guys named Milo would be in the same movie?
It's very strange.
Yeah, and a limited release film called The Killing of John Lennon, starring Jonas Ball as Mark Chapman this weekend. We look forward to those. Congratulations to Joey McIntyre. Remember him from New Kids on the Block?
Yes.
And Dancing with the Stars.
Uh-huh.
He and his wife gave birth to their first child, Tuesday in Los Angeles. So congratulations.
So would you say he has a new kid on the block?
Oh, no, you didn't. I don't know where they're keeping him, but I don't think it's a block. So it's probably a new kid on a blanket or something. Speaking of babies, Scott Chachi Bayo had his baby.
So which supermodel?
What's the new VH1 reality show going to be called? Scott Bayo is 45 and...
Has a baby and
has
a woman.
Has a baby, but has a fiance, but they're not married yet.
Would still like a date.
Yeah. And also expecting in the celebrity baby news, Angela Kinsey from The Office, who plays Angela on that show. She's due next May. Her husband is a writer named Warren Lieberstein.
Uh-huh.
Catholic?
Yeah.
Who who writes for Carpoolers.
The show?
No.
How can she be with a man who writes for Carpoolers when she is so funny and on a show that's so funny?
Wow.
I think she helps write The Office, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
She's one of the writers. See? That's where Carpoolers
comes from.
So the kid's going to be born retarded now?
Yeah, apparently.
So the guy is on strike now, so he can't sit down and write. There's almost no one in the carpool lane, and the car is flying by.
It just zooms down the road.
Who's going to write that?
Page
all
one.
All the other cars.
Car zooms down highway.
Turn it in. Here you go.
So
exterior,
funny.
Highway, daytime.
Episode 4. Done.
Oh, man.
It's got to be a bittersweet time to be pregnant, though, since they're both out of work right now. They got to be thinking, wow, this sure could be better.
Yep.
They'll probably sell the kid.
Could.
That's what I'm guessing.
Depends on the desperation level.
Some quick cash.
Who would do something like that?
Choose.
Yeah. There you go. Here's the bad news. Let's say you're Hulk Hogan and you're talking to a reporter, right?
Yes.
I'm Hulk Hogan and I'm talking to a reporter.
And the reporter says to you, so, Hulk, may I call you Hulk? And he says, sure. And so the reporter says, okay, Hulk, how do you feel that your wife has filed for divorce? And Hulk says, what?
He didn't know that's how he found out?
He had no idea.
Are they living together still?
Well, apparently she's been in California for the past 5 or 6 weeks. And she filed from there with the Pinellas County Court there in Florida.
How sad.
And a reporter called him to ask him about his opinion on that.
Wow.
And Hulk said, oh, thank you for the great information. And hung up.
Oh, embarrassing. I feel confused.
Yeah, that's a bad way to find out.
Oh. Wow.
Don't you think?
Yeah, just a bit.
So apparently Hulk and Linda... not going to get along. Where is Linda, by the way, going to find any man who would put up with her crap? Have you ever seen that show, Hulk Knows Best, or Hogan, Make Room for Hogan, or whatever the F that show's called on VH1?
Was she a pain in the ass?
Oh, man.
She'd make you nuts.
Giant pain in the ass. She's one of these bleach blonde bimbos who is just clueless. This is a woman who insisted that they get a monkey for a pet.
Oh, good.
And Hulk's like, we're going to have just crap all over the house and everything. But no, but look how cute it is. And so for a week, they got a monkey running around with a diaper on it, and he's crapping everywhere. And they say, we have to get rid of the monkey.
You know how much I love monkeys, right?
I know, but
take a monkey. I looked into that for 2 days and realized that it's way more work than any child.
Right.
Yes.
You might as well just open
and
a
forever.
Zoo at that point.
It's just ridiculous.
Because that's what your full-time job's going to be.
So I gave that up immediately.
Monkey warden. The monkey wardens, by the way.
It's the target.
Yeah. Here's good news for me. Hayden Panettiere apparently not dating Neo.
Oh.
There were some paparazzi photos of the two holding hands, but Neo says he was just helping her as she adjusted her shoes because they were killing her. Well, that's nice of Neo to do.
Certainly sure. Is.
I can't believe he got out of the Matrix. That's what blew me away. I thought he was trapped in there forever.
No, sure enough,
I guess he took the red pill or whatever, and then he comes back.
The
Lawrence
rapper.
Fishburne said, go help her with her shoes. And he said,
this is not the character for the Matrix.
Okay, I'll go help her with her shoes. Because her shoes are not in reality.
Ralph, this is the rapper Neo. This had nothing to do with the Matrix. Different guy, similar name.
What?
Well, for your consideration.
I feel like Hulk Hogan. I'm confused. Here's bad news for David King Mexico.
Uh-oh.
Kristen Bell's got a new man in her life.
Already?
Veronica Mars star Kristen Bell is now dating her former co-star Ryan Hansen, who played Dick Casablancas on the show.
Whoa.
I have never seen the show, but apparently Dick Casablancas played a big role in it.
He was a regular co-star on the show. Hmm. I hated that character. Hated him so much. Hope he's nicer in real life.
How could you hate a guy named Dick Casablancas?
Yeah, well, he's got it all.
P.I. I'm Dick Casablancas. I'm a rebel.
He plays he's from a family, a super wealthy family, and he basically just lays around and bangs chicks and surfs all day. That's what he did on that show.
Yeah, I can see that's a lot to hate right there.
No, but he was a dick about it.
Oh.
Oh.
He also played drums for Hanson.
Was he a P.I.?
People don't know that.
No, he was not a P.I. No.
Did he have a gun, a badge, and attitude?
No.
No, just attitude.
It's a surfboard.
Dick Casablancas. And they
could just be friends, though. I mean, they worked on that show together for all those years.
No,
Dave's going to want to believe that they're just friends hanging out because she doesn't have anyone.
No, they're banging.
Wow. A letdown.
Speaking of banging, last week, apparently what looked like a sex tape starring Fall Out Boy bassist Pete Wentz appeared on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But Pete is setting the record straight on his blog. Pete Wentz has a blog.
He knows. Everyone does.
As all good Americans do.
What a homo. Just wanted to put the word out on the streets / the internet. There is no Pete Wentz sex tape in existence.
Ah, Mike, you must be so disappointed.
Oh, dance, dance.
About a year and a half ago, I took part in an indie gore horror short film as a favor to my friend Nathan. Apparently, this scene is showing up on YouTube is a sex scene from that film.
Okay.
So apparently said, either way, I'm not into being an actor or having a sex tape either, so hopefully you can deal with it. I don't know. We'll try, Pete. Douche.
Hopefully you can deal with
it. Yeah, we'll try to deal.
Hey, bud. I just got the new Fall Out Boy song on my V-Cast phone. It gets me pumped.
So there you go. I don't have time for it now. We're out of time. But when I come back in an hour with more showbiz news, we'll talk about Tom Cruise's sexuality.
Oh.
Gay, not gay.
What do you think?
I will answer the question definitively.
You need to get in contact with your attorney between now and 7?
Yes, actually, I do. Today's celebrity birthdays, Rich Little. That'd be very different.
Very different.
Little Richard would be a black rock and roller. Rich Little, impressionist. One of the greats, by the way. One of the guys who became famous for being an impressionist. Really?
Yeah, he was before I paid any attention.
He was one of those guys.
You're like Carson and people?
Yeah, he used to do all the talk show circuits, and he was sort of known for being the guy. He's 68 years old today. One of the best Carsons in the world.
Yeah.
If you ever saw the movie The Late Shift, based on the book about the battle between Jay Leno and David Letterman for The Tonight Show, starring Dan Roebuck and who's that guy from all the Christopher Guest movies? Who's Claus. John Michael Higgins.
Yes.
Played Letterman.
That's right. He was good as Letterman, too.
He was great. And Rich Little played Carson in that and does a killer, killer Johnny Carson. He's 68 years old today. Tina Turner, the legendary R&B singer, is 68 as well. And Lil Fizz. Lil Fizz from B2K.
All right.
That's what kind of birthday list it is when I'm down to Lil Fizz.
That may be below the line.
Really?
Maybe.
Not a big B2K fan?
Not really, no.
He's 22 years old.
The whole band could have a birthday. I don't think it makes the list.
Even if all of B2K were born in the same day, you wouldn't be interested.
That's correct.
How about Jessica Bowman, who co-starred on Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman?
Nope.
No.
Below the line?
Let me see. How about Jean Terrell, who replaced Diana Ross in The Supremes back in 1969?
Oh, my God.
Nope.
Well, then I'm out then.
All right.
Robert Goulet's dead. It's his birthday. He would have been 74. He's dead.
You can't start going to dead guys now, though, either.
Well, he's recently dead. Okay. Body's still probably a little warm. Okay. Does that count?
As long as the body's warm.
Yeah, I'm out then. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Well, it was the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and a lot of people have plans, and a lot of people's plans go awry, and that's the topic on the table this morning. We like to open up the phones every Monday after Thanksgiving to get your Thanksgiving horror stories at 1-800-520-1067. You put traveling together with getting together with family sometimes you don't see that much with alcohol. Boom, you got a great combination there.
Well, it's partly because of the expectations. For some reason, the expectations are way high on Thanksgiving because everyone's supposed to be thankful for what they have, and they're supposed to get together with their families, and they're supposed to just hang out for long periods of time comparatively with your families, right? And and then you don't realize, you know, some people in the family don't get along for the most part, and there's a reason you don't get together very often.
Right.
And it can go horribly, horribly south.
Or you just don't have that much to say to each other after the initial pleasantries. Lisa was very disappointed when she came in this morning to find out that the Thanksgiving event that I went to, which involved one of those deep-fried turkeys, that there was no kind of explosion, did not blow up at the property that I was on.
Every year at Thanksgiving, you hear of someone trying to deep-fry a turkey in their garage, and then they catch the garage on fire, and then the whole house burns down.
She was just hoping that you would have gone away.
I think. There was 1 minute, though, the house that I went over to here on the island, they had two turkeys that they were deep-frying out in the yard, and at one point one of their dogs, who's a pit bull by the way, went running out the door right toward the fryers. Here it comes, this is it.
We just
anticipated him like smelling the turkey, going for it, knocking the thing over, somehow there's a spark, next thing you know the whole place goes up. But that didn't happen. Here's a story though that did happen in Salt Lake City, Utah. I don't know if you saw this or not. Two unidentified men dropping off elderly relatives outside a nursing home after Thanksgiving dinner. The first guy parked his car out front, you know, to take mom in.
Sure.
Second guy shows up. He's pissed that the first guy's car is in front of the entrance. The guy comes out. They get into a scuffle. They start arguing about the blocked entrance. One guy flings a can of gravy at the other guy, hitting him in the head. Police arrived. The gravy chucker had already left. The guy who got hit was not seriously hurt, decides he's not pressing charges. This was very close to being a fantastic story. If it had devolved into blows, and then if everybody in the nursing home had come out and started getting into it, it could have been a brawl. It would have been awesome.
We're a bunch of old people.
The gravy chuckers are opening up.
But see, this is what we're talking about, because these guys woke up thinking it's going to be Thanksgiving. I'm going to get together with my relatives. Next thing you know, they're in a fight over a parking space, and a guy's throwing gravy to a guy's head.
Yeah. But there is one story that stands head and shoulders above all else, and that's Bean's brother. And you can see that his brother has pretty much the same anti-people stance that Bean does with this story.
This is my favorite
story. Maybe the best story ever.
Yes.
Well, I was there, and I will tell you that it has, as little as I remember about my growing up years, this one has stuck in my memory as being one of those moments that you go, I can't believe not only is this happening, but this is happening in my family. And it's a quick story because it involved what seemed like on the surface to be a very typical Thanksgiving dinner at my parents' house. My brother and I had both moved away and had come back to my folks' house for Thanksgiving meal. And it was fine. Everybody got along and watched a little TV. It was very leisurely. 3 or 4 hours into it, my brother stands up. He looks at his watch and he says, well, I got to go. I left my girlfriend out in the car, so I better head on down.
What?
And he was dating this girl, and this was his MO, and still may be to this day, but he didn't want to introduce her to my parents. I guess he didn't want the scrutiny of what kind of a stripper she was or whatever the deal was there. So he basically drove with her to my parents' condo, left her out in the car, went upstairs, had a leisurely Thanksgiving with us, and went back down and got with her and drove away. Three or four hours. Yeah, it wasn't like he stopped in for half an hour and then went back down. It was a full meal.
Many times, why not go ahead and just leave her wherever she is if you're not going to bring her in? Why do you pick her up, take her over to the house, and then say, I'll be right back?
It's a thought.
And B, how long would you stay in that car? Really?
I think they were on their way over to her situation, her going to see her pimp or something like that afterwards.
Okay, but a half hour into it, don't you go up and just knock on the door or something?
I don't know.
At my parents' house later?
Anything.
What a prize. What a prize they both must have been that year.
Yeah, no
kidding. Anyway, that's the Thanksgiving memory we most like to retell on this show.
All right, let's go to Armin in Irvine. Good morning, Armin.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Very good. What's going on? Tell us about your Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, I had Thanksgiving with some friends. There's about, 30 of us. And instead of using regular plates, we use paper plates.
Right.
So there were some that were getting in the way, so I kind of set them off on another table.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't notice that I set them next to a candle.
Oh, good.
So about 3 minutes later, there's this flame on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And no one noticed except for me, so I just started screaming out, whoa, a couple of times.
How do you find that works?
Well, everyone was just kind of staring at me like I was crazy. But then, I kind of just jumped up and had a glass of water in my hand, and I just kind of doused it out. Yeah, everyone kind of made fun of me for the rest of the night because I almost lit the whole house on fire.
Of course.
Well done.
You deserved it. I like that you shouted, whoa, 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 whoa. And whoever was talking at the time thought, what? Did I say something bad?
Whoa. Yeah.
That's, whoa, whoa, whoa. Fire would have been a good thing to say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, well, that's tough to think of when you're looking at a fire. All right, we got some good ones on hold. We got somebody who was in Mexico, and two of them in Mexico, by the way.
Okay.
Our audience apparently decides that Thanksgiving is the time for Mexico. So we'll take those calls and yours at 1-800-520-1067.
So you come into the office or at school today, and they say, hey, how was your holiday? And you go, well, I was on a cruise ship in Antarctica, and it tipped over and it sank, and we had to wait out in the ice water for 4 hours to be rescued. How was your Thanksgiving? That's the kind of Thanksgiving story that happened this past weekend. We want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Melissa in Newport Online, too. You mentioned going to Mexico for the holiday. What could go wrong with that, right?
Hey, Melissa.
Good morning.
When I think Thanksgiving, I think Tijuana.
Sure.
What happened?
Well, we went camping. We woke up Thursday morning and went camping in Baja. Had a great trip on our way back. We were almost in the lineup to get across the border, and I had to pee so bad I made them pull over on the side of the road so I could pee. And two police on motorcycles drove up, and we had to – they, took us off on the side street, took the boys out of the car, and then made us pay $450 before we made it 4 hours of traffic over the border.
Oh, my God.
That's an expensive urination right there, Melissa.
Yeah, no kidding.
I wish the police here worked like that, where you could just pay them, although that's a lot of money for peeing.
It sure
is. I don't think they charge that much. They'd probably be a little cheaper.
Wow. All right.
Too bad you can't just put a Coke bottle in the car like the rest of us.
Right. Well, I had to do that afterwards.
I understand. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Mark. He's in Rosemead on the Kevin and Bean Show, 1-800-520-1067. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Hi, Kevin and Bean and Lisa May.
Hello.
Psycho Mike.
Talking about Thanksgiving's gone wrong. What happened to yours?
Well, everybody's at the house for Thanksgiving, aunts and uncles and one grandma and one grandpa from each side. And we decided to do it outside because there's so many people. So we put two tables together, and it's my turn to carve the turkey. So I go out there with the turkey, and everyone's all excited. And I set it down in the middle of both tables. And I didn't decide to announce I'm gay. And so
ho, hold on now.
He's not a ho, he's just gay.
Hold on. So you, hold on, dude. Hey.
Can you hear us?
Mark.
What?
Okay, so you hadn't told anyone in your family that you're gay.
Well, a couple cousins knew, and I think one of my aunts knew, but everybody else didn't know.
Okay, how do you pick Thanksgiving to make that announcement?
Because no one is ever going to be around again, and the grandma and grandpa are leaving soon, I'm sure.
Okay, but I'm confused, Mark. What was the 20 minutes of telling us how the tables were arranged? What does that have to do with the story? Does that play into the announcement somehow?
One's square and one's oval. And I tried to decorate it so it looked like it's all one long table.
Okay.
So the tablecloths are generally hiding the oval-shaped one.
Right.
And I'm not thinking, and I'm nervous as hell, so I put the turkey on the center of the table.
Right.
And the oval table couldn't hold it, and it fell on the floor as I was starting to carve.
Okay, there's the point right there. Drop the turkey during the announcement that you were gay. Now I see I got it. Yeah, okay.
I'm nervous as hell. I'm sweating, and then I hear in an undertone voice, queer. I knew it was one of my cousins. I almost cried. It was horrible.
Nice. Wow. Hey, somebody catch the turkey, I'm gay. Just do it like that, you know? Everybody will be like, what? Did you say something after turkey? I didn't hear you.
Hey, Grandma, pass the cranberry. I like men. Thank you very much for the call, Mark. Let's squeeze in Josh from Anaheim. He got arrested over the holiday, okay, which I think is what you look forward to going into the Thanksgiving Day weekend. Josh, good morning. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Good morning.
You got arrested. How?
I was up in Yosemite with my girlfriend's family, and I carved my name and her name into a tree.
Right.
And
how romantic.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Unless you're the tree, but go ahead.
Some guy didn't approve of it and went and got a Ranger, and next thing I know, I'm sitting in the back of the Ranger car.
Well, you can't just go into Yosemite and start carving up trees. You just can't do that.
It was one that was already fallen and on the ground, and everybody else had done it too.
Wait a minute. It was already dead?
Yeah, it was already dead.
Really?
Oh, that is weird then.
Writing on it from 1934.
That
is weird.
Awesome. So how long were you in the car? Did they release you? Did they take you back to the station? What happened?
Well, they were going to take me down to Yosemite Valley jail.
Right.
No, they had a jail there either.
They don't.
But they ended up releasing me, giving me a $175 ticket for defacing federal property.
Wow.
Hey, could have been $400 for peeing, man. I mean, right. You got to look at it this way. You didn't even have to pay the most of the listeners we talked to. All right. Omar has joined us in the studio. Good morning, Omar. How was your Thanksgiving this year?
It was great. Good times.
Omar's got another one of the great stories of all time because his mom, very sensitive mom,
yeah.
treated him right.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a couple years ago. So I always spend, you know, Thanksgiving with my girlfriend's family because, you know, they do the whole tricky thing. My mom's not really into it. But, you know, one year I decided, you know, I'm going to take about my mom to dinner because she doesn't really like cooking or whatever. So a couple of weeks leading up to Thanksgiving, we're all like, Mom, I'm going to take you out to dinner. I'm going to spend Thanksgiving with you. She's like, cool. Very excited about it. So it's Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
We're supposed to meet up at our house about 5 o'clock. It's like 6 o'clock. I'm like wondering what the heck is going on, you know?
So you're there and she's not.
Right. So okay. I'm getting kind of worried, you know? So I give her a call on the cell phone. And I hear people in the background when she picks up and music going on. I'm like, Mom, where are you? She's all, oh, I'm at a friend's house. I'm at a Thanksgiving party. And I'm all like, what? And then I'm like, remember, you know, with the whole dinner thing or whatever? And then she's all like, I was like, do you want me to go pick you up? She's like, well, I'm already here. And I'm all like, what the? I'm like, dude, are you serious?
Did she invite you over?
Hell no.
What?
She was out there pounding, so she's all like, well, you
pounding
know.
Pounding brews. Or dudes. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I hope not. Dude.
I'm just saying.
You never
I don't
know with my mom.
Don't know what she's pounding.
Okay, so it gets better. So she's all like, well, we could have dinner tomorrow.
Oh, the day after Thanksgiving.
You a favor.
Right. So I had to go, went to like Blockbuster, rented like Nutty Professor or something, and ate Jack in a Box for Thanksgiving dinner at
home. Yes. By himself.
Wow. Saddest story.
That's fantastic.
Ever.
I'd say she made the right decision.
Right now, though, we're right into the busy shopping time of the year. And let's face it, a lot of us have little kids on our Christmas card list and Christmas gift list. And there's a lot of dangerous toys out there, a lot of things you need to be aware of that look on the outside like a great gift for a little kid. Maybe not so safe after all. And that's why we thought annually we'd like to talk to Clark Monroe. He is the spokesperson for the World Against Toys Causing Harm with some tips for what to avoid this holiday season. Good morning, Clark.
Good morning. How are you fellas today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm concerned.
Well, I understand it. Since we spoke with you last year, Clark, it seems like there's been recall after recall here in America of all these toys that are made in China.
Yeah, obviously the Aqua Dots being the foremost toy of that group.
Is this the first time that you can remember where toys for children had date rape drug in them?
Without rape being the goal of the toy, yes. That's okay. The first time I can remember it, yeah.
All right. Yeah. So these Aqua Dots, they're what? They're a little craft kit? You use it to make stuff? Is that what it is?
That's right. They're a small colored beads that children can create multi-dimensional designs with, and unfortunately they're supposed to stick together when they get wet, and the chemical they use to make them adhere is the date rape drug.
So you put it in your mouth, and the next thing, one minute you're playing in the playground, next minute you're in a coma in the hospital.
Next thing you know, you're raped. Pretty much.
Well, I don't think
that's what happens. You put them in your mouth, you get raped.
No.
Just, and that's wrong. We think it's wrong. Maybe you're in favor of it, but we're against children being raped.
It just knocks them out. It doesn't guarantee anything else.
Yeah, but when they're knocked out, then
what is wrong with them?
They're off. No,
they're with their parents. What's wrong with them?
Maybe they are. Maybe they aren't. Who knows?
Oh, dear God.
They're not with their parents. It's rape city.
All right, Clark. Let's move on. Obviously, I mentioned China. So many toys seem to be made with paint that have lead in them, and that can't be good for the young ones, right?
No, we here at Watch think children should not eat lead. That's
okay.
Just our motto.
So
don't eat lead.
Don't eat lead, okay. Yeah.
But there's some toys that you've seen the top 10 worst toy list, but there's some that did not make the list this year, just bubbling below the top 10, which are just as dangerous.
Okay, good.
I'd like to take advantage of this opportunity to get the word out to the parents.
The news stories only usually put out the top 10, that's
right. It's a much more comprehensive list you can find on our website, as well as the top 10. We also have other toys that we think are either inappropriate or actually dangerous for children.
Okay.
All right. So this goes beyond the giddy-up horse and the rubber band barn and things like that. You got other toys we should look out for.
Oh, that rubber band barn. Don't get me started on that thing. Really, really wrong.
What could go wrong there?
Yeah. Of course, number 11 on our list is the Britney Spears My Little Baby's playset.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Didn't hear about that
where
one.
Where you have to play Britney and try to raise your children without killing them.
Oh, wow.
It comes with two babies that you raise that also double as ashtrays, which I think is wrong.
Oh,
that is wrong.
A little toy sidekick so you can text while you're riding your bicycle through red lights.
Excellent.
That's
okay.
Dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And
when
mommy and daddy take the kids away from you, you have some wax lips you can put on. Look like you have collagen in your lips. We just don't think it's appropriate.
It's a pretty specific toy, don't you
think?
And
the kids looked up to celebrities, you know, so you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Another one is a board game called Michael Vick's Dogfight, which I think is just wrong. Kids have to put on a collar and fake teeth and nails and just fight each other till one of them's dead.
Wow, it's weird. Okay. Till one of them's dead?
Yeah, that's not a goal you want in a board game at all.
It says that in the rules?
Yeah.
Wow. That seems like a giveaway. But
I would think so. It's in the box. Play till you die.
So no 2 out of 3 in that game, I guess.
No, that's just dangerous.
That's it.
Another board game we are recommending children not play with this year is called Wildfire.
Wildfire.
Yeah,
it's a board. It's a big mat, like a twister mat,
mm-hmm.
Made out of wicker.
Right.
And you spray it down with lighter fluid. You light a match, and the last person to get off the wicker mat.
See, why would anyone think that would be safe for children, Clark?
The last person off the wicker mat is the loser.
That actually made it to the market?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it is the current situation in Southern California is really inappropriate to play Wildfire with the kids.
Doesn't seem good.
Yeah. Even the more tame children's toys that we've grown to love over the years are just out of whack this year.
Like
the Dora the Explorer dildo kit.
Oh, what? Oh, that's gone too far.
I don't think that's the kind of exploration they had in mind when Dora was created.
They make that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's just inappropriate. Shoot me up, Elmo.
Okay, what's
okay. That? Yeah. I just have to keep shooting Elmo with heroin until he nods off.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be much fun.
Where do you get the heroin? Does it come with the game or do you have to score it?
No, it comes with it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Big Bird surprised all the heroin in that one. Okay. Play Schools, My First Speculum, Little Gyno Kit.
Oh, no. Wow, geez. No.
That seems wildly inappropriate.
Yeah, it really does.
As does the board game based on the popular movie Knocked Up.
Yeah.
Kids reach into a jar of condoms, one of which is faulty.
Oh.
And whoever gets pregnant wins the game, which seems to be counterindicative to me.
I think so.
The High School Musical, Vanessa Hudgens' naked photo shoot set.
Oh, no.
Oh, tell me about that.
You don't want to know about
that. No, we don't really.
Terrible. Even the classics. You know, when I was a young lad, I always enjoyed getting a magic set every year and playing tricks for the
family. What's wrong with that?
The David Copperfield Magic and Rape Kit.
Oh, no.
You don't want to restore a cut rope while trapping someone on an island. It just seems like it takes the fun out of Christmas to me.
They may have missed the spirit of that game.
Even video games you have to look out for this year.
Sure.
From the makers of Dance Dance Revolution.
Right.
Comes Tap Tap Revolution. You play Senator Craig in a bathroom stall. And you have to keep in time with the music until you have some gay sex.
Well, that doesn't sound
that
right.
That seems wrong. And so please remember, don't eat lead and don't have gay sex if you're a senator.
Okay, thank you for your...
Got to be a K-Rock Street Team member to buy your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007 shows December 6th. If you are, though, you may not even have to buy them because we're going to give away tickets. We're going to call next hour one lucky K-Rock listener and just give away tickets just like we did last week.
But hard to join the street team. You make it so hard.
Yeah.
I can't buy tickets unless I'm a street team member. And to become a street team member, there's like 27 steps and I have to give blood and there's some sort of test that I have to take.
Ralph, it's not like that. It takes like a minute online and it's free. There's nothing to it.
Submit it if you can't type.
Right. So anyway, we call, wake somebody up, and it'll be for a good cause. We'll give away some free tickets coming up. Plus, we'll meet the first of our Miss Double December Top 10 finalists after the news. I know. It's that most wonderful time of the year. Right now, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat for Monday morning.
Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Always a big movie weekend because of the holiday. Enchanted did very well for itself. Made over $50 million over the holiday weekend. Just about $35 million of that came from the regular weekend. Pretty strong in its debut, number one at the box office by far. This Christmas, I've been a paraplegic now for over 20 years.
One of the best Christmas songs ever.
Yes. $18.6 million made it number two in its debut. Beowulf was number three. Hitman was number four. B-Movie, five. Fred Claus came in at number six. Number seven was August Rush. Eight, American Gangster, The Mist in its debut made $9 million, good enough to make it number nine. No Country for Old Men came in at number 10.
Kevin, how many movies did you see over the holiday weekend?
I think I saw about one a day.
Wow,
but I love
dude.
To go to the movies.
Nice.
So you get some time, you enjoy it. But that that No Country for Old Men, it really isn't. It's not a place for old people.
It really isn't.
No.
You should move there.
It's dry and hot.
Whatever country they're living in,
yep.
They shouldn't be there.
Not good for them.
No.
They shouldn't be there.
That's what they're telling you.
Right.
You know what I don't want at the Miss Double December pageant this Friday?
What?
I don't want any shenanigans.
What are you talking about?
I want no shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
How much more clear can I be than I don't want any shenanigans?
Well, what qualifies as a shenanigan?
The kind of shenanigans going on at the Miss Puerto Rico pageant this weekend.
Oh, what happened? I didn't hear about this.
You didn't hear about this? In San Juan, Puerto Rico, they had the beauty pageant for the Miss Puerto Rico title.
Okay.
She, of course, goes on to represent Puerto Rico in the Miss Universe contest.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. Someone tried some shenanigans, and I'm not for it. The woman who ended up winning, Ingrid Marie Rivera, beat 29 different rivals to become Miss Puerto Rico, but it wasn't easy. Apparently, someone spiked her clothes and makeup with pepper spray.
Oh, no.
Causing her face to blow up in hives and swell, and her entire body to swell, break out in hives, and start to scratch and itch uncontrollably.
And she won?
She won. She had to strip off all her clothes and apply ice bags to her face and body to get the swelling down. But she did just in time to go out onto the stage, and she ended up winning after all.
How hot must she have been?
I know. Wow. Good, all hivey and swollen. Nice and good. Hey, Gene Simmons,
you're doing it. How you doing?
How are you, Ralph?
Good.
Speaking of applying bags to your face, Lisa.
No.
I think we can see where that's going.
Someone tried to rig the contest by knowing she was the favorite, and so they spiked her. They sprayed her clothing and spiked her makeup with pepper spray.
Awesome.
That is evil.
That is shenanigans. That goes beyond. That goes beyond tomfoolery. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? I don't want any shenanigans this Friday. No. I don't want the girls trying to sabotage each other. Sabotage. I say sabotage.
Okay, B.
That goes right into hijinks, is where that
is. It is, and it's dangerous, and I'm not for it. Ah, Tom Cruise. Is he gay or what?
Well, this
not
show,
at all gay.
The show's stance is that no one has ever been more heterosexual, knowing how much he sues.
Well, Paul Barisi, a former porn actor.
Yeah, he's good.
Tells In Touch magazine that he personally launched an investigation into whether Tom was gay or not.
Okay.
And gave all his findings to author Andrew Morton, who's running that unauthorized biography about Tom.
Yes.
Barisi claims that everything I found points to Tom being heterosexual.
Wow.
As we have always suggested on this program.
So, look, if a porn star tells you a guy's straight, he's straight.
Is he a gay porn star or just a porn star?
I do not know the answer, sir. Maybe Psycho Mike does. Is he a gay porn star or a regular porn star, Psycho Mike?
He may do both. I've seen him do straight stuff, though.
Yeah.
What's his qualifications as a researcher in the Tom Cruise story, though?
Big dong.
Yeah.
He's got a big dong.
Unless
that's
he has
guessing.
Connections with people that know him, he's the same as you and I. We could just guess.
Trust me, he's not the same as you. He may be the same as me, but he's not the same as you.
I'm in love with Katie Holmes! I'm not gay! Go see my new movie! Yes. I'm in love with Katie Holmes! I'm not gay!
That's our stance. We back that 100%.
Absolutely. Julia Roberts versus Angelina Jolie.
Yes, please.
Steel cage match the death.
Oh, Angelina Jolie would rip her up.
I think so, Kidding? Too.
Apparently, Julia is no fan. Here's why. Danny Motor, her husband, is also a cameraman.
Right.
Was a cameraman on Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Right.
Would come home and tell Julia how Angelina was constantly flirting with Brad, who was married to Jennifer Aniston at the time. Julia Roberts don't play like that. So now she's been talking smack about Angelina. In fact, Star Magazine says that Julia told her friends she could have done a much better job in the movie A Mighty Heart than Angelina did.
Wasn't Danny Motor married when Julia Roberts met him?
I don't know, Lisa.
He was.
Why are you whispering as if we're not on the radio?
Well, Julia's in the other room.
I don't know. It seems obvious that she's talking out both sides of her mouth.
He
was married when they met.
What about the vein? Does the vein have
a
comment?
The vein has not stepped up and taken a position one way or the other.
All right.
So we don't know. Look, I don't know what happened to Flea's house, but something did. I've heard reports that Flea, of course, basis for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, his house burned down in the wildfires over the weekend. I've heard that it didn't burn down over the weekend.
Hmm.
However, the truest story may be someplace in between. Apparently, Flea's got a house in Malibu, a home he recently bought.
Right.
But he had another house in Malibu that was up for sale. That was the house that caught fire, apparently.
So
the house where he lives is apparently safe and fine, but he had this home up for sale, and apparently it was hit by the wildfires. So that may be the answer to the confusion of why some people are saying it has burned down and some say it hasn't. The asking price for the house, by the way, was $4.8 million. You can get it for much, much less now.
The one that burned down?
If you wanted to buy it, yeah.
Yeah.
You can get a real deal. It's a fixer-upper.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, complete
from the ground up. Right.
But apparently that's the story. So there you go.
By the way, what about, didn't they lose over 50 houses in this little flare-up over the weekend? Unbelievable.
Little flare-up.
That's what I'm saying. Compared to the wildfires a couple of months ago that were, tens of thousands of acres, this one was relatively small but yet did so much damage. It was really remarkable.
Others evacuated from the colony where Matthew McConaughey and Minnie Driver also had to leave their homes, but apparently they were undamaged. 49 homes, as Bean mentioned, were destroyed altogether. Another 27 were damaged. So, once again, Malibu takes it in the shorts, which isn't good. As opposed to when you usually take it in the shorts.
Right.
It's great. Speaking of taking it in the shorts, Boy George may be in some trouble.
Oh!
Now what?
Apparently, the UK has decided he will have to stand trial for imprisoning a Norwegian dude. If you don't know the story, here's what happened. Auden Carlson, the Norwegian, said he answered an ad that George posted on a website called Gaydar.
Wow.
To come to Boy George's house and post for some photographs.
Yes! Norway!
Auden Carlson was promised $840 for his services. How do you come to that number? I'm not quite sure. But when he got to the apartment, he claims George and another man held him captive and handcuffed him to a bed and threatened to use sex toys on him in some rather painful ways.
Mm. If what?
If what what?
Well, I mean, threatened to use... I'm saying threatened to use toys against him. Usually there's a, if you don't comply with whatever it is
we were just threatening him with sex toys.
Weird.
So George was charged with false imprisonment in a London courtroom on Friday, and if he's convicted, he could wind up in jail for life.
Oh, my God. Who would be happier? You know?
Norwegian, why do us a favor?
Norwegian dude was able to escape and call the cops. But so Boydier's not a very good imprisoner, I
no.
think.
No.
If you're going to, you know, capture a Norwegian dude and have kinky sex with him, just make sure he stays handcuffed to the bed. Don't let him let go. Don't let him go.
So your advice would be to make sure he stays handcuffed.
If you're going to do it, just commit. That's what I say.
All right. That seems like bad advice, but okay.
Boy George needs some help from David Copperfield, apparently.
Yeah, there you go.
Some advice.
Or throw in an extra $100 or something to get him to stay the night. I mean, why tussle with him all night long?
Well, you know, why barter him down to $840? Make it an even grand, and what do you say? You don't run away. How about that? Today's celebrity birthdays, Tina Turner. Legendary rock and R&B singer. She is 68 years old today. Still has killer legs, by the way.
She does.
Sure
amazing
does.
Amazing legs. And Rich Little.
Little Richard. Rich Riddle.
Legendary impressionist is 68 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Woo, woo, woo.
He...
You heard
really?
It.
He rules, first of all. I love everything he does.
Jack Johnson does rule, and that song is called If I Had Eyes. He sings the gayest music of anybody that we have, and yet... No one gets more chicks and no one's hotter.
Yep. Women like gay stuff. That's what happens.
But he's a surfer. He's just, he's the kind of guy you would want to be as long as you didn't have to sing that kind of music.
You guys will make fun of me. I'm a huge Jack Johnson fan. I love his records and I love that song. And I'm looking forward to the new album called Sleep Through the Static that's coming out very soon. That is a world premiere, brand new Jack Johnson music here on the Kevin McCarthy.
I like his music too. I'm just saying, really, how many people could get away with that?
Kind of
not
gay.
You.
I know.
But look at the Josh Grobins and the James Blunts of the world. I mean, they always get mad chicks, and they're all way gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's not. Right. I mean, that's his thing.
Wow. Right. Here's a song we could all agree on. Hit it, Steve. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the most wonderful time of the year. Ladies and gentlemen, The Search for Miss Double December 2008. Sing it if you know it.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Nice melon.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Did you not think he was going to play the boots?
I'm just saying.
Seriously.
I always do.
Always.
So you go to krock.com, you click on the Kevin and Bean section, and you find the top 10 finalists to be Miss Double December 2008. Ladies and gentlemen, all week long we'll be meeting the contestants. Contestant number one, Irene, has joined us in the studio. 24 years old, from West Covina. As far as I'm concerned, she's got the gig. I mean, already, I'm just telling you, she wins.
She has a lot of popularity and a lot of votes up on the website, that's for sure. She's doing very well in the votes. A lot of guys like Irene.
I got to tell you, Irene, I was a little worried about your picture because it looks to me, just from the photo, I don't know if this is the way it came out in the printer or something, like it's squeezed together. Like it's
a little stretched out.
Stretched too thin or
like,
something.
Remember when Mariah Carey was all fat and they used to shoot her in the videos and they would elongate her?
Yes, that's what it looks like. I'm pleasantly surprised to see that's not the case.
You're
smoking hot. Photoshopping here.
You're smoking hot in person.
It's all natural.
Irene.
Well, not let's
all
meet.
Natural.
Not all natural.
No, not at all. Hey, that's a great first question, Irene. How long have you had the twins?
Actually, I've only had them for about a month.
Really?
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah, brand new. I'm breaking them in right now.
So they still need the massaging to keep them soft,
right? Definitely.
Yeah.
What size were you before, and what are you now?
I was a 34A. I am now a 34D.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What a difference in your life this last month has been.
Yes, it's been wonderful. I've been recovering, but now it's pretty wonderful.
So you're obviously a very pretty girl. You always, I'm sure, had attention from guys. But do you notice what a huge difference it is now that you're walking around with those enormous knockers?
Not really.
You're not paying attention.
You're not paying attention at all.
I must not be looking, actually. I don't usually walk around with them hanging out. I've been healing, kind of.
Sure. Oh, sure. But you're going to, right? I mean... That's why you get them, right?
Okay. Yeah, I was planning on just wearing pasties today, but I thought
need a little
not
support.
A good idea. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Tell us about arriving at the decision to get the implants. What was going on in your head that made you decide to break down and do it?
I thought actually that I would wake up when I was 16 years old and have some breasts.
Right.
And, I waited 24 and a half years for Mother Nature to go ahead and kick in, and it just never worked.
Not paying attention to you?
No, not at all. Well, totally skipped over me. So I just totally decided to, you know, take matters into my own hands.
So to speak.
Yes.
That's a pretty big leap, though, from an A to a D. It just changed your life? I mean, do you sleep differently? Do you walk differently?
It's your whole body. A little bit more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I'm getting used to it.
But worth it.
Hey, suck it up.
I love it.
Do back strengthening exercise.
Yeah, I need to, like, straighten my back. Straight. But, yeah.
All right. We're speaking with Irene. She's contestant number one in the running to be Miss Double December 2008. You can see her picture at krock.com in the Kevin and Bean section. Let me see. Make sure this information is correct. You're 24 years old. You live in West Covina. You are in insurance services, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. You said the celebrity you most want to meet would be Marlon Brando before he died. How come?
You said, what celebrity would you like to be stranded on a desert island with?
Yeah, I'd like to be stranded on a deserted island with him because he's a whole lot of man and I could eat him when I was done with him.
Right. She said he would die and then she could have meat for a long time.
Well, all right, kill him.
Thinking,
I wanted to play with him for a while because...
Like an animal.
You can't understand anything that he says, so I thought it'd be a fun game to pass time.
I see.
You know, what is he saying? What is he saying? And then
when you get hungry...
Irene... coconuts.
Yes, Marlon, they are coconuts. Who's your favorite celebrity these days? Who do you like really like a huge fan of or hot for?
Hot for? I'm totally hot for Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Sure.
That's a great choice. That is a great choice.
If you become Miss Double December, there's a chance you could actually meet Gwen at one of our events or something.
I would. Oh, my God. Yeah. I would be all over that.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right, then.
How'd you hear about the Miss Double December competition?
Listening to the radio, obviously I couldn't enter before because I didn't have, you know.
So this first year you were eligible.
Yeah, this is the first year I was eligible. And the first thing I said I was going to do was like, I'm going to totally do Miss Double December.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Now it says here you would recite a poem.
Yes.
That's your talent of the talent portion of our competition.
I know.
You heard us mocking you a little.
Yes, I did.
Well, poetry. I mean, we're not big poem fans.
And other girls have said they're going to, you know, do wild things in terms of the competition, like put their fists in their mouths and, you know, take long neck beer bottles and swallow them whole, that kind of thing. So, you know, we thought poem, that's a little on the tame side.
Well, I could totally do that stuff. But
you could do all that too?
I thought maybe I'd use a little creativity in what I did. And actually use my brain a little bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We don't have that brain thing.
It's not really necessary.
We don't value the brain.
Yeah.
We are just looking for hoots and someone to do traffic for us on the Kevin and Bean Show. That's all we're looking for. Well, shall we hear the poem? I mean, that's part of the deal as we have all 10 girls in this week is we're going to be enjoying their talents in person. So I guess if you're offering a poem is what we got.
I love the music, by the way.
Yeah.
Does it fit your poem? Is it in tone with your poem?
It'll do.
Is it a sexy poem?
I got that.
It'll
or I got
do.
This. I got that.
Oh, God. I like this one. I like this one.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
You got it.
It's creatively titled Kevin and Bean.
Okay.
Okay. Kevin, I would love to lock you in the closet and spend 7 minutes in heaven. Everyone says that you have a rather large head. I love to see for myself either in the closet or in my bed.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
7 minutes. We could do it 3 times.
Okay. Bean.
This has been hard in a long, long time.
Jesus, Kevin.
What?
Early.
You know we're on the air, right?
He's a hard ass. That's what you meant, right?
Okay. You're hotter than the former planet Pluto. If I lived on that island, the things I would do to you. We could stay up all night writing strongly worded letters, then we'll sign our names together, then turn out the light so I can make you feel better.
Wow.
Oh, that's the hottest thing a woman has ever said to me.
Lisa May, I would lick you anytime, night or day.
All right.
Up and down, all over. I'll make you not need a man and want to be my lover.
Holy moly.
Right now.
When I'm done
so
with you,
in love right now.
You'll need a year to recover.
Jeez. It's like a shot at love with Tila Tequila on here.
Only with brains.
Just a little bit.
And looks.
Ralph. This is for you, Ralph.
All right.
You give me funny feelings down south. I love every word that drips from your mouth.
Easy.
You make me laugh. You're the best. I'd love to jump in bed with you and Adam West.
That's what I'm talking about. Now that's a three-way.
But then he would spend all of his time with Adam West.
How dare you, sir?
It's all right.
There's a lot of me to go around.
I did not know how much I love poetry until right now.
Okay, I'm not done yet.
All right.
Okay, stop Psycho Mike. Psycho Mike.
Yeah.
I would wax your chest and shave your ass. I would even let you hit it from the back.
Oh.
I think your muscle man contests are cool. Don't worry, I'd love to lube you up. I would love to lube you up. Those Speedos don't make you look like a fool.
Wow. Yeah. That's wrong, but you're too surprised.
And for the finale, Kevin and Bean, I want to be part of your family. Your biggest mistake would be not choosing me. I will give you a year to remember, so if you were smart, you'd make me miss Double December.
Later.
The
later.
End.
Oh, there's a PS.
That is beautiful. The end, I think.
Yeah. The end, okay.
Oh, I smell a winner.
Well,
oh,
that is beautiful.
I'd say
I need
the
a moment.
Competition is over?
No, no. We still have nine more contestants to meet, Kevin. Nine
no, it's
more.
Okay. I'll take it.
We can't decide now?
All week long, we'll be meeting every one of the top 10 contestants, deciding on Friday at the big Double December pageant.
We can't decide now?
We cannot.
In fact, thank you, Ralph, for bringing that up, because we are going to be bringing the show, including Irene and the other Miss Double December contestants, to Fullerton at a place called the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe, 122 East Commonwealth Avenue in Fullerton. We're going to be broadcasting live there from 6 until 10 a.m. It's a live coronation ceremony, and we're actually going to give a little bit back to the community. You know, we're getting a lot of abuse. All you guys just want to hang out with busty chicks all morning. Yes, that is true.
Which is clearly true.
Yes.
But we've also invited the U.S. Marine Corps down on hand to collect toys just in time for the holidays. It's Kevin and Bean's Toys for Tatas. You'll need to bring a new unwrapped toy down to donate in order to get into the event, into the pageant. So some good will come of this beyond us getting a chance to meet the lovely ladies.
All these guys that are planning on being in there on Friday, they think they got a shot, and then they heard Marines are like, ah, sons of
exactly.
bitches.
But the Marines have to guard the toys, so I think
that's
we'll
right.
be okay.
All right.
But all of these details, including the event information for Fullerton this Friday morning, are all up at KROQ.com. Plus, so we'll be posting this video that we just shot here this morning in the studio, so you get to see Irene move on your computer screen, and of course, you can vote there at KROQ.com who you'd like to see meet. Miss Double December 2008.
I mean, I had stroke.
I enjoyed Irene very much. I don't know about you guys, but I'm sorry
well.
This is over already.
I plan to enjoy Irene very much.
Got a couple different ways you can win your tickets for the KROQ Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007. You can listen for Numb by Linkin Park between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning on the show, or you can just answer your phone if you're a street team member, because we're going to dial and give away tickets of that same night right now. Here's Kevin and Bean, Sean KROQ.
Sorry, my bad.
Well, I don't know what that was.
What's going on?
Go ahead.
Boobs.
Okay, not now.
All right. Yeah, and you got to be a street team member to buy the tickets. Very quick, free, takes a couple seconds. No big deal to qualify for the KROQ street team. You get a password in the mail.
Yes, password in the mail for street team members. All the details are at KROQ.com, but this is the first year you've not been able to buy them by phone or in person. So you are going to be needing to do them online. Get all the details at KROQ.com. All right, let's give away some tickets. I love making this call because there's no more valuable ticket than this one. It's not even on sale yet.
And you know these people want them badly because they're a street team member, et cetera.
Exactly.
Hello?
Please leave your name, a brief message, and your phone number, and we'll try to get back to you as soon as we can. Hola, llamada la familia Montano. Por favor, dice su nombre, su mensaje, y su número de teléfono, y le trataremos de llamar pronto. Gracias.
Why does every... How come every girl sounds better in Spanish? Why does that happen?
I don't know,
but you're right.
Mike, do you speak Spanish?
Not well enough to leave
a
message.
Tell her that she won tickets for Acoustic Christmas.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. I know
hola.
Hi.
Hola, mi amiga. You el wino big o ticket-o.
All right. Not impressive,
Acoustic.
Mike.
Not okay. impressive. Sorry, dude.
Not much of a Mexican, are you?
Do we have another number that we can call, or is that it?
We have a work number.
It's no Mexican area.
Hello?
Hello?
It's no Mexican area. You're wrong, guy.
You're wrong, guy.
Where? Did you pick up
What's
the phone?
What's the name we're looking for, Kevin?
We're looking for Milagro Montano.
Wait. Right now.
Is Milagro at home?
Yeah.
May we speak with her?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Okay.
Now we got something going on.
Well, why did he... What? I don't understand. What just
happened?
That was kind of weird.
You are the wrong guy, no Mexican. Wrong guy.
Now he's whispering. Huh?
Hello?
She's being held captive.
Hello? Milagro.
Hi.
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean. Did we wake you?
No, what's going on?
No, you sound wide
What's going
awake.
On with your kidnapper?
Huh?
It was weird that the guy picked up, and it was just, everything has been very sketchy so far. Are you okay? Do we need to call the police?
No, not at all.
Okay.
All
right. Milagro, it's Kevin and Bean. We're on the air at KROQ. Do you know why we are calling you?
No, I do not.
Are you a KROQ street team member?
Yes, I am.
Did you know that that makes you eligible for the call where we give away tickets to the KROQ Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007 concert?
Shut up. Okay, yeah.
She popped the shut up.
You are going to night one. We have free tickets for you to the show.
Oh, my God.
Linkin Park, Angels and Airwaves, Bad Religion, Rise Against, Avenged Sevenfold, Serj Tankian, and Paramore, and you will see it all for free because you're a street team member.
Wow, that's awesome. It finally paid off.
Yes, it did.
Indeed.
That
indeed.
Very, very cranky man that's at your house almost ruined it for you, by the way.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Yeah, don't take your kidnapper. See if you can escape before December 8th, okay?
Congratulations. Thanks for being a street team member, okay?
Thank you so much. All right. Oh, my gosh.
Hold on. We'll give you all the details. Wow, that was... It was odd, wasn't it?
A little scary, I think.
Something was going on there. I think there's more to this story than meets the eye. And by the way, that gets us into the email bag. You can write to any of us here on the show. Here's Eric, who wrote in. He listens to us online in Utah. Kevin Bean, I would like to retract my vote for Miss Double December. I went to the website, checked out all the girls, decided to cast my vote for Caitlin. But since then, I found out that Dave, the King of Mexico, who I consider to be the biggest tool in the world, has already claimed her and plans to marry her. I cannot support him, so I have to retract my vote for Kaylin. I am now voting for Elizabeth. See, so complicated, this voting for Miss Double December. Nothing Who makes, knew there was so much going on?
Nothing makes a girl more available than the King of Mexico dizzing her. Come
that's
on.
True.
Please.
It hardly locks her up for life, does it?
Lacey, you have an email?
I do. It's from Michael, and he says, Dear Lisa, Carpoolers is the best comedy show my wife and I have seen. My favorite character is the son Marmaduke. He's so funny. Last night's episode was great. We TiVo it so we can show our friends. Thanks for letting me know about the show. I didn't know about it until I heard it on K-Rock. Thanks, Lisa.
I think what he means to say...
No, this is from Michael Arteaga.
Sure. There it is.
Oh, yeah! Sorry, Lisa. I had to put you in the basement. You brought up Carpoolers one too many times. You'll recall that last week before we went away for the Thanksgiving break, we had a little bit of an altercation with a midget. We had a midget on the phone who was very, very upset with us.
Yeah.
A lot of response to that. John writes in, guys, midgets are so angry. But really, isn't it society at large who should be angry? I mean, they're absolutely useless. They can't do the work of a normal-sized person. Even in death, we can't even use their tiny little organs.
Come on.
Relationship-wise, I'd never go out with someone with two rows of knuckles. I mean, I don't want to date someone that can't make a fist. What an army of little douchebags, John.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying.
Why do you got to treat people like that?
They're not real people. They're midgets. Come on.
This one, Brooke writes about Bean. God, do I love Bean. No one on this earth is as crazy as Bean. Not even Rodney, Jed, and Doc combined. I just read a few excerpts from his blog, strongly worded letter, and it was perfection. I know you all hate him and his mindless minutia, but there's something to be said about a person who can go on and on and on about needing personal space on the escalator while shopping during the busiest time of the year at a major shopping mall. Come on, Brooke.
Okay, in my defense, stronglywordedletter.com, what I posted was that there is a certain etiquette to going up and down an escalator, which is that you stand to the right and walk to the left. That's all I was suggesting, and the thing would move a lot more smoothly if everybody minded that.
Thank God you put that in your blog. That should
not a
solve
every
problem.
Thing.
Sure.
Lisa, how's it going down there in the basement?
And there's these four guys in a car, and they're
in the carpool lane, right?
Dear Kevin and Bean, didn't you guys learn anything recently after being called into the manager's office for being offensive? I mean, how irresponsible can you guys be? I bet you don't even know what I'm talking about right now. Well, I'll tell you. I'm speaking about the new song you've been playing called Thanksgiving Gooks. I mean, the Vietnamese are lovely people.
What?
I hear they even give great massages, and you go around on Thanksgiving mocking them? Only to further the words of the chorus with strange noises, gobble, gobble, gobble. I mean, they speak Vietnamese, not gibberish. In the future, I hope you'll think about the decisions you make and how they can hurt people. Next thing you know, you'll be making fun of Santa because he's fat and steals kids' cookies, Dan.
Wow.
He is right that Thanksgiving Gooks was inappropriate
for us. We didn't do that song.
Well, that's what he's talking about. It was a song we were playing last week leading up to the Butterball Turkey Hotline call. Thanksgiving Gooks, right?
I have the song. Let's give it one more listen.
This song blows outside my window. This song blows behind a tree.
That's not
I wish Ralph and Bean could see that this song is really crappy, and if this song sucks, outside my window, please.
I don't hear anything offensive in there. That's odd.
You know what? I got an instant message just now. Apparently, we misheard it. It's Thanksgiving Cooks is what they were singing. It wasn't Cooks at all. It was Thanksgiving Cooks was the song.
God.
You know, sharing the house with your family during the holidays isn't always easy. Sharing a meal, two drumsticks, seven people.
Once again, between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning, just be caller 20 when you hear Numb by Linkin Park, and you too will win tickets. No, you too is not going to be there, but you also will win tickets to the K-Rock Almost Christmas 2007. Got to be very careful what you say on this show these days, don't
no
you?
No doubt.
That's ludicrous. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat for Monday. What's going on?
Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Enchanted audiences. That's what I like to say.
They should print that.
They should.
That's a good one.
It made over $50 million over the long weekend, $35 million just this past couple days. Number one by far at the box office. This Christmas was number two. Beowulf came in at number three. Hitman, in its debut, made $13 million, good enough to make it number four this weekend. Kevin, you saw that, right?
Yep.
How was it?
Well, yeah, I love that type of movie anyway, so I'm a sucker for it.
Action-adventure shoot-em-up?
Yeah, yeah, it was good. It wasn't great, but okay. It was certainly worth it. And there's a chick in there that has an actual tattoo on her face. And she's hot, and that works.
Is that the broad in the red dress that he rips the dress off in that scene? Yeah, that looks good to me, too. Yeah. B-movie was number five. Fred Claus came in at number six. At number seven, August Rush made $9.4 million in its debut. American Gangster was number eight. The Mist was number nine. And No Country for Old Men, rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend. Well, this is great news. According to the News of the World tabloid out of the UK, Britney Spears is looking to adopt twins.
Yeah! No.
Paper says the pop rec is telling friends she's in the final stages of talks with an adoption agency.
Wow.
To adopt Chinese twins.
Sweet.
Since she had to give up her own.
Yeah, she's going to do it right this time.
That's great.
No one's going to be able to take these away from me, y'all, because they're all Chinese and whatnot.
And I own them.
Great. Brittany can't find China on a map, but apparently she can adopt twin Chinese.
F you, you effing bitch.
I agree. It's got to be a law against that, right?
By the way, Kate and Brittany are set for another round of custody talks tomorrow morning. So
jeez.
She's got a lot on her plate.
No kidding.
The only problem with adopting twin Chinese kids is that an hour later you want to adopt two more.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
That's right.
Not much I could say about that except that it's terrific.
That's right. I said it. I meant it. I'm here to represent it. Does Paul McCartney have a new girlfriend? I hope so. The guy deserves a little happiness in his life after putting up with that shrew, doesn't he?
Yes.
The interesting thing is he was photographed. It wasn't autographed. That'd be painful.
That would be
someone writing all over him. He was photographed over the weekend with actress Rosanna Arquette.
Really?
The two were seen holding hands, according to the New York Post.
She's a beautiful. You can't do better than that.
She's pretty good looking.
Mm. She's sexy, actually.
Yeah, she's very sexy.
In a kooky way.
She is. I've always found her sexy.
She is.
You've never found her sexy?
Okay, but he's Paul McCartney.
What was the movie she was really, really sexy?
Shouldn't he be able to trade up?
What was that movie? The one with the freaking Madonna. Desperately Seeking Susan.
Yes.
She was sexy.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. It was like 20 years ago.
You see that?
No. Why would I see that?
That's a real good movie.
It had Madonna.
Jonathan Demme. But she has a very small role. Matthew Modine.
She was in one of my 10 favorite movies of all time, After Hours.
Yeah, After Hours.
Remember, she was all burned and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's good stuff. Superman got married over the weekend. Brandon Routh, latest actor to put on the red cape, married his longtime girlfriend Courtney Ford after a year-long engagement. The couple met 4 years ago when Ralph was working as a bartender at the Lucky Strike, the bowling alley there in Hollywood.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Apparently, her brother was having his wedding rehearsal party there, and he met the whole family the day he met me, she said to People magazine. She's an actress as well. In fact, the couple recently finished filming a movie called Lie to Me about a young couple navigating the hazards of an open relationship.
Okay.
If you're Superman, don't you hold off on the whole marriage thing until you see what you can parlay that into?
Sure.
Though I didn't think he was very good, Superman, but still.
Maybe he knows that.
You're Superman.
Apparently the curse continues, you know? Suicide, paralysis, and now marriage.
Marriage. Yeah, it's rough, isn't it? I always wonder about these guys who, like Superman, he made, I don't know what he made for Superman, right?
Right.
Probably made a nice piece of change.
Sure.
Maybe he's got a couple more movies in the deal or whatever, but I'm sure he hasn't been paid for those Superman movies yet. How does a guy like him just go 2 or 3 years without working, without doing anything, and just making a living? I don't understand it. You see, actors just disappear for years at a time,
and
they don't ever have to, you know, go work at Dunkin' Donuts or anything. They have the money coming in somehow.
I don't know how they do that.
Very interesting. Natalie Portman says a trip to Uganda changed her life.
She said after her trip to Uganda, where she saw people there struggling for water and clothing, she came back to the U.S. and started taking shorter showers and has decided to wear her clothes until they wear out. Well, that is quite a shift. That's right. She's wearing the same underwear for years at a time and taking short showers. Oh, she's the anti-Kevin.
How dare you?
How dare you, sir? How dare you, I ask.
Why doesn't she send clothes over there instead of just wearing them into the ground?
No, she's just going to shower quicker. That's what she's done.
Okay.
I bet she has some of those light bulbs that work. I bet she has some of those.
That's
some
right.
Those good light bulbs.
Some of those fluorescent dealies.
Yep.
And Kristen Bell's got a new boyfriend, if you believe the tabloids. She is now dating her former co-star, Ryan Hansen, who played Dick Casablancas, Private Eye, on Veronica Mars. Apparently there's some paparazzi shot of the pair in and around Los Angeles.
That's old news. That's not true. Do I love her? That's what Dave says.
It's old news? That's what Dave is saying? Is that from DNA?
Every story about her, he claims.
I know. She's single and available. We're just waiting for Dave. That's what Dave would like to believe.
I want her to date and fall deeply in love with and marry Hayden Panettiere. That's what I want. That's the relationship I want to see come to fruition.
They are a cute couple, aren't they?
They are. They sure are. I love them together on that show.
Yeah. Tonight's the new one, New Heroes, by the way. Ah, it's been so good. It's really been building up to a fine crescendo, as they say.
Did they say that?
Some people say that. Right. I just said it. And Hulk Hogan apparently is in trouble. His wife, Linda, filing for divorce after 24 years of marriage. The best part of the story is how Hulkster found out. Apparently, the St. Petersburg Times called Hulk Hogan and said, yes, sir, I'm a reporter for the St. Petersburg Times, and I would like to ask you, how do you feel about your wife filing for divorce? To which Hulk Hogan responded, what?
That's how he found out?
Yeah.
Good for you.
He found out by a reporter calling his house and asking him how he felt about the fact that his wife had just filed for divorce. Bad surprise, right?
Okay. Absolutely.
He said the news caught him off guard. He'd had the bottom knocked out of him, he said. This comes only days after their 17-year-old son, Nick, by the way, was charged with felony reckless driving for that accident where his friend was left with a serious brain injury. So, rough times for the Hulkster. However, on his upside, he is the new host of American Gladiators. So he's got that going for him.
Okay.
See the commercials? See the commercials last night during the football game?
No.
Bringing back the Gladiators. It's like this giant, buff, gay-looking dude going, yeah, I'm here, yeah. It's weird. I was oddly turned on. I'm not quite sure why.
I didn't see the Hulk Hogan reality show. You guys were saying that she appeared to be no prize. But I can't imagine that it could be much fun to be married to the Hulkster either. He seems pretty tedious as well.
He seems super down to earth, though, if you watch the show.
Seems nice, but
like a regular guy just out there making a living. He loves his family and his kids, just trying to do his best, man. I don't know why you're coming down the Hulkster.
How you doing, brother?
Oh, my gosh. Can I hear that again, Bean?
Nope.
Bean does a new impression.
Wow.
Bean does the Hulkster.
Maybe we have to talk to the Hulkster tomorrow and see how he feels about this whole breakup of his wedding.
I like it.
Nope.
And when we phone...
Hey, I did the Queen, and that was
the voice that picks up on the other end.
That's right.
Kevin did the Queen, Jonathan Davis, and the guy from Saw, dude.
Yeah.
That's right.
Step up.
He's got talent. I got nothing. I can't
undo. We got the Hulk.
And when the phone picks up on the other end, we hear...
How you doing, brother?
It's actually not too bad, quite frankly.
I'm in,
too. Tomorrow we talk to the Hulkster.
All right.
You don't want to miss it. Today's celebrity birthday is Tina Turner, 68, as is legendary impressionist Rich Little. Got it right this time. Yeah, he's like Bean. Yep. Bean's the new Rich Little. He's like young Rich Little.
Sure.
Well, not really young, but he's like, a 90-year-old female Rich Little. I'm Rich Garman. I walk the show as Bean.
So the Patriots will go to 11-0. But who would have thought they could have a game like this after a game like last week when they destroyed Buffalo as they had destroyed teams all season long?
Yep, barely beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Barely. Barely.
Good times for Patriots fans last night with the undefeated season on the line right up until the last few minutes of the fourth quarter. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ 106.7 KROQ. Later this hour, we'll meet another of our Miss Double December contestants. But first, let's welcome former sports guy Matt Money Smith from Extra AM 570 on the phone with us this morning. Hey, Money, how are you?
I'm good. Turns out the Patriots have some trouble with the Eagles when they're not stealing their signs, don't they?
Apparently so.
Oh, that was the team that they got caught stealing the signs?
Well, yeah, it was kind of kind of one of the things that Jim Johnson, who's a brilliant defensive coordinator, and far be it from me to heap praise onto the Eagles at any opportunity, but, you know, he said there when we came out in that second half of the Super Bowl, we almost felt like they knew exactly what defensive calls we had, and they had a counter for every one of them.
Yep.
And so last night, of course, you know, the blitzing, it's kind of, you know, not to get too technical on everyone, but, you know, that's the one thing that people said about Tom Brady. These defenses are trying to protect, you know, that are trying to run zone and break down these receivers that have been grabbing all these balls, and they're not putting any pressure on Tom Brady. Well, look what happens when you get a pressure D that makes life hard for him. You know, it's not as easy for him to pick teams apart.
What did he get to end up getting sacked last night? Was it three times?
Yes, I believe it was three times, and really only one of them was a good one. The other two were kind of, you know, just grab him, pull him down. But one, he seemed to get hit pretty hard.
But all year long, you know, he's been back there for a day and a half just waiting for somebody to get open.
Pretty much, yeah.
It was a nail biter again. If you didn't see it, if you were like Lisa, who figured it was going to be a blowout, so why bother tuning in? What a surprise to see the Eagles ahead into the fourth quarter. I mean, it really was. It was exciting. I mean, I can't wait to see what the ratings were for NBC for last night.
Well, especially coming off of last week's NBC game, which was, you know, they have this thing called the flex schedule where NBC can take games out and put other games in.
Right.
So it is the national game, and, you know, it'll get the better ratings. And last week they decided to take out Bears-Seattle, I believe, and put in, you know, Pats-Bills, which turned out to be 56-1, I think.
Right.
And this week, you know, they end up getting a great game. So the thing I'm wondering is, after watching that game, you know, we always make fun of John Madden, who's in his effusive praise for Brett Favre. Is he, like, racked with guilt when he gets home at night after praising Tom Brady, like, wondering what Brett thinks of him?
Does Brett think I'm cheating?
Yeah. Like, is he cheating on Brett? Is he just thinking, oh, God, how could I stray? I feel so cheap now.
Well, let me ask you this, Money, before we move on to some other games, and that is, now that the Eagles have shown there are some weaknesses in the Patriots, that's good news for the rest of the schedule that faces New England, right? Because now they've got a little bit of a blueprint on how to handle Brady and those guys.
I think so. You know, the one difference is that they did not win, you know, and I think as much as you like to say, well, at least they kept it close, you know, that the Patriots were still able to get a win in that game. I guess the one way you look at it is they did it on the defensive side of the ball with Asante Samuel and his gold. How do you decide that the one gold tooth in your mouth is going to be the bottom right? Yeah. I'm going to put one gold tooth in my mouth, and it's going to be one of those tiny little bottom teeth of mine and none other.
Well, you don't want to show off. I mean, you want to keep it on the low pro.
Oh, I see. Modest. It's modest ghetto fabulous.
Yeah, it's modest, right.
Now, tonight is a disaster waiting to happen with the Dolphins versus the Steelers. There's probably not much we need to say about that. But I want to know, Money, what you think about Cowboys versus Packers on Thursday night.
Very excited. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that those are the two best teams in the NFC. And the way the Packers defense, you know, a lot of people, of course, when you hear Packers, you really think of Brett Favre. And I pretty much would challenge just about anybody that's not a Packer fan or maybe a fan of that particular division that sees that team twice to name one other player on that team. Not even two or three, but one.
Yeah.
And the Packers defense is really good. And that's kind of been their, you know, it's been what they've hung their hat on, pardon the cliche, this season. So I think, you know, they have an opportunity. Brett Favre, of course, is not afraid of the big game, to go into Dallas and you know, maybe make a statement and say, you know, when the playoffs come around, you're going to have to come to Lambeau Field in the middle of January and win a game.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes it such a big contest, is we know how hard it is for teams to go into that particular spot and play a game in January.
I don't know what the line is, but it's been a long time since we've had two 10-1 teams going up against each other.
Has been a real long time. You know what? We've seen a little bit of that for a while this year. I think, you know, we always talk about parity, and yeah, there's a giant middle of the pack for the NFL, but it seems like when you talk about the very top, you know, the idea that the Packers and Cowboys meet and that the Patriots and the Colts meet, you know, allows for those sort of games to happen in the regular season, and it makes it kind of exciting as opposed to, you know, some of the stinkers that you seem to get every week in, week out, and you only circle one game and say, oh, this is going to be a great one.
Anybody that plays Atlanta is going to win, and it's not going to be interesting.
Yeah, pretty much, especially when they got, you know, Joey Harrington quarterback.
Matt Money Smith is on the line with us right now. We're talking some sports. We'll meet another Miss Double December contestant here in a few minutes on the Kevin and Bean Show. How about your Lakers this weekend, Money?
Yeah, I was pretty miserable.
Yeah.
You know, the big bummer is that, you know, people were really geeked over that Celtics matchup. That, you know, here's a team that hasn't been relevant since, you know, the late 80s, and now they're argued the best team in basketball.
after being reconstructed this offseason with Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen to go with Paul Pierce. And, you know, Lakers are playing some good basketball going in, and they just look like they were completely outclassed by, you know, this team that at this time last year was considered the worst in the league. So
yeah.
It's hard for, you know, I think I said this when I was in last week. I don't know what to make of the Lakers. I think a lot of people don't know what to make of them. I think this Phil contract situation is quickly becoming a bit of a nightmare. He's now, you know, I don't know if you know kind of what the deal is, but there's a contract extension for him on the table. He can sign it if he wants to stay. He has all along said that it is related to his health and, you know, his hips, the fact that he walks like he's a corpse that was just exhumed from the grave.
Right.
But, you know, now he's starting to say things like, well, you know, my hips feel fine. I traveled well last week. I just kind of want to see what kind of shape this team is in. And that's a pretty crappy thing for a head coach to say.
No
because
kidding.
Now, all of a sudden, you're claiming that you don't want to stick around. I mean, it's almost like what Kobe did this offseason that we had just gotten past. You know, I don't want to stick around because I don't like the team. And that's almost what Phil Jackson's doing right now by not saying it's strictly health-related.
Yes, like a
Hey, Kobe. Hey, Kobe. Matt, do you think that Phil's laissez-faire attitude's kind of starting to bleed over into the way he's coaching? I mean, I'm not the first guy to blame Phil for anything. But last night against the Nets, I was at the game, and I mean, this is the first time I'd really question his coaching, leaving the starters out for so long in the third quarter, really fractured their mojo and their play, and really, I think, led to their loss. Do you think that it's affecting his coaching at all, kind of his attitude towards the contract and the Lakers?
Well, regarding the game last night, two words, mock turtleneck. I mean, you know, when you're rolling a mock turtleneck with a chain on the outside, you got issues.
Yeah.
I love Jeannie. Jeannie's got great style. She's an attractive woman that, you know, shops at Fred Siegel and knows her fashion. But how she couldn't grab him by the goatee and say, you're wearing a cashmere mock turtleneck to a game tonight?
By the way, you can pull that off, though, if you're kind of Diesel. Phil's been putting on some pounds, especially since he's been walking on the cane, and it did not look good.
If they were supposed to go to Koi afterwards or what's going on. That was not where. That's where, I mean, you know, as far as the decision-making went, you know, yeah, every time there's about, I had a caller on Laker line sale last night. I don't want to steal it from him. He said, you know, it just seems like you got five games a year when you walk away and you go, God, what was Phil thinking in that game?
Yeah.
And that, you know, I don't want to, you know, criticize a dude that's got nine championships and I just happen to sit on a perch and watch every game, but I mean, yeah, it was pretty evident that every move he tried to make backfired on him last night. And when they lose a game by 2 points to a team that you got to believe they can beat on a regular basis, it comes down to coaching.
Maybe he was thinking, I really look good in this turtleneck. Maybe that's what he said. Boy, do I look good. Oh, wait, there's a game going on?
Well, if there's any good news for the Lakers, it's that the happiest news for any professional basketball team is when the Seattle Supersonics are coming to town. So at least tomorrow night they have a guaranteed win against the worst team in the NBA.
I believe you said the Oklahoma City Supersonics, right?
Well, next year. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, at least not only are you the worst team in the NBA, but at the very least, you're not even going to have them next year. So
yeah.
Come on out and watch a team that's going to leave you holding the bag next season and enjoy some NBA basketball.
And how much is Oklahoma City looking forward to having that team?
Oh, well, heck, I mean, Oklahoma City, I would imagine you'd look forward to having the Clippers come to town even.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's the only pro franchise in the whole state. Well, listen, Money, we know you got to go. We appreciate you coming on. Say hi to Petras for us. Always great to catch up with you, man.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys.
Thank you, man. Talk to you soon.
There's a group that has been around for a number of years. We just found out about them due to an article last week in the Los Angeles Times about a Christian group that was praying for the end of the writer's strike. And then we started doing some research and found out there's this thing called the Hollywood Prayer Network. And we said, that sounds fascinating. We need to find out more. So we asked the founder of the Hollywood Prayer Network to join us on the show. And her name is Karen Covell. She joins us now. Good morning, Karen.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Delighted to talk to you. How did it go with the prayer to end the writer's strike? How's that working out for you so far?
Well, we just keep praying, and at least they're starting to talk today.
That's
so
good.
This is very good.
How did you get called into that? Was your group asked, when the governor goes on the steps of the Capitol in Georgia to pray for rain? I mean, did it just get so desperate that you said, I got to get in there and do something?
Well, we've been praying for people in Hollywood for years, and my organization, Hollywood Prayer Network, worked in alliance with another group called Master Media, where they have this big annual national prayer breakfast, and one of the focuses this year, obviously, was the strike, because it's such a big issue for all of us now.
Right.
And so we do it, we pray for everybody in Hollywood, for people trying to get work, for people who have hit the top, for people who are struggling, it's just anything to encourage artists, because we think society really doesn't understand all of us very well.
Well, I agree with that. But, I mean, you got to look at people that are in the news constantly, like Britney. Why don't you pray for her, for God's sakes?
Oh, we do.
Well, then what's happening? Why is God not listening? What's going on with that? Seriously.
Oh, man.
How do you keep praying day after day, and then next day, TMZ.com's got her driving through a red light, texting with her kids in the back?
Gosh, I tell you, I you just can't give up. And there's also a matter of free will in part here, too. So we do our part, she does hers, and we see what God has in store.
Well, she's letting down her side of the bargain, I'll tell you that.
Definitely is.
Right now.
What is your understanding, Karen? Obviously, you're a religious person, and I've always been curious about how, in your opinion, prayer works. Is it a question of if you get the right number of people together, then somehow God will listen? Or does the prayer not have a direct impact in what happens in the news? How can you explain that to me?
Well, I think it does. I think that because I believe God created us, I think that he listens to what we say and goes through everything we go through. And so I think there are so many circumstances in life I can't do anything about. When I turn to God and I ask him to do something, I think he intervenes. I believe he answers all our prayers. Now, I think there are three answers, yes, no, and wait. But I do think he's got a bigger perspective on life than we do. And so sometimes, well, like my kids, sometimes want things that I know aren't good for them. So my answer has to be no, but they still ask and I answer.
Right, but can't you tell your kids, stop asking, and shouldn't God do that to you about certain people?
Yes, I think sometimes he does. It's like, enough already, you know? But I think that's how, when we get to know him better, we start kind of sensing more of what his desires are and what he's saying to us, and it gets to be really cool.
Here's the weird thing, though, is a lot of people think that, you know, God is their errand boy, and you see, like, athletes, every single time they score a touchdown, they point to God or whatever, and you got to look at that and go, what, God favored him over the defender? I mean, what? How does that work exactly?
Well, I have a feeling that's, for them, an answer to their prayer. They wanted to do well, or they wanted to accomplish something, and so they asked God to get them through it. And then when it did work out the right way, they want to give him the credit instead of turning to him asking him and then taking the credit themselves.
But shouldn't the defender point up at God and go, why didn't you help me? I was trying my best. I prayed to stop that.
Well, if they're both praying, that's a tough one. You know, I think the hardest thing of that was like the Civil War. There were people who truly believed in God on both sides of the war. And that was such an issue back then. What do you do? And I think God ultimately knows what's best, and that's a part of the whole thing, is that he's not a genie. He's someone who, if you turn to him, you have to trust he's doing what's best for you. And sometimes it's not what we think.
And everybody, even devout Christians, many of them draw different conclusions as to what God does in terms of whether he's involved in every little decision that, I mean, flipping a coin, is God involved in whether it lands on heads or tails, or is there some stuff he stays out of? I mean, nobody really knows. We're all kind of guessing how it all works, right, Karen?
We do have to trust. It's totally by faith. And
okay.
We have to know this is either something we believe in and we go with it, or we just don't. We don't. I think two choices.
Do you ever write someone off? Do you, especially, I mean, Britney would be the perfect one. You just go, look, we've spent a lot of time praying. Clearly nothing's changing. Let's use our time elsewhere.
I can't, because if I give up, then I think God could give up on me, and I don't want that to happen. I don't think he does. I think he gives up.
That would be a pretty fickle God.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're annoying to me today. I'm not going to answer you. You know, I just think we have to pour our hearts into somebody who we really feel like is somebody we want to see either get through a hard time or change in some way that we see as destructive. I think a lot of moms are praying for Brittany because of her kids.
Of course, yeah.
Right, right. This peppy, energetic, happy person on the line is Karen Covell. She is the founder of the Hollywood Prayer Network, who we're talking to right now. How does it work with your group, by the way? Do you guys pick up Daily Variety and see who had bad box office over the weekend, and you all hold hands and you pray, oh, I hope their next movie does better? I mean, is it as specific as that?
Well, it really isn't. It's a group of people who all have a heart to pray. There are some people who pray for people specifically. There are others who pray for the industry as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
When we do hear things like, oh, man, I just heard that Red Hot Chili Peppers bassist Flea just got his house burned down.
Right.
Uh-huh. I just had to stop and pray for him. I'd hate to lose my house. I think that's a really hard thing to go through. And so if things come up in the news or people who we know, I know people who are not at all famous and they're struggling, and I know they're talented and they can't get a job or something
right,
like that.
Pray for them, because they're not famous.
You don't
famous,
pray for non-celebrities, I hope.
come on. You've got to restrict it to celebrities, right? Come on.
God doesn't care about the poor. What are you talking about here? You got to pray for rich, famous people, Karen. Come on.
Oh, man, there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Well, listen, you sound like a charming, wonderful woman. I guess we wanted to find out how the thing works, and you've explained it a little bit. And we also want to say, you know, if you got any pull at all, how about a little help for the Kevin and Bean Show? Because we're flailing here, Karen. If you could do anything for us, we'd appreciate it, too.
You got it. You had me on. I'll sure pray for you, too.
All right. Okay. That's nice. All we wanted to know. Very
oh,
nice.
Oh, you got it. Thanks for having me.
All right.
You bet. Thank you, Karen. And the website, if you want to check it out, is hollywoodprayernetwork.org. By the way, I don't know how this worked, but Producer Lightning says we've got a call on the hotline to heaven. Somebody trying to beep through? What's this all about?
Hello?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Hi, Karen. Are you still there?
I am.
I apologize. Yes. Who is this, please?
This is God.
Oh.
God, you're calling us on the phone?
My prayer was answered already.
Yes, I just wanted to say good work, Karen. And I do listen to each of your prayers, and I do answer them all. And I know a lot of people have been praying for Britney Spears. But more people have been praying for me to make her life a living hell.
Oh, wow. Now,
so
would you do that,
they
God?
Win.
No way.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people think it's very funny.
And you'll do that, God? I mean, you'll screw with people just because that's what we want?
Hey, the people have spoken, you know.
Wow.
Plus, I'm a big K-Fed fan.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Popo Zal, baby.
Karen, does this sound like the God you know?
You are hooked into the wrong line.
Oh, sorry about that.
How dare you.
Right now, though, Kevin and Bean Afro Line is on the air.
323-520-AFRO. You can leave us a message 24 hours a day on any topic.
Psycho Mike. I don't know what it is about you. I love you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get that a lot.
Hook up with him later, huh? Lisa Love?
Hey, Lisa May. I saw your picture on the website, and I got one word for you. Damn.
That's not much of a word, but...
That's Lisa's favorite word.
I'm not sure what's going on there either from
I'm
the sound of it.
I'm not sure, but it sounds good.
I guess. You know, here's the thing about the K-Rock audience. Big hearts. Big hearts. They love, love, love to give.
Does Lisa May still like pictures of big penises? Check your email, Lisa.
Yes, she
Let's
does.
Start this again.
Yes, she
Thank you
does.
For bringing that up. We had forgotten that Lisa's been running a little low, and privately she confesses to us that she doesn't get that many pictures anymore. So, guys, send them along.
I'm yeah. fine.
Loves
really?
That. No, don't act. Oh, you're just
I
acting
have.
All coy. Seriously, you need many more. The Armenian comedian is calling, and as usual, I'm not quite sure what he means.
Did you hear they're going to stop Christmas? That's my birthday, Christmas Eve. It looks like they're going to take my birthday away. How are they going to do that? Your Christmas going to be so much problem because no more Christmas. Think about that.
I can't. My brain will explode.
Yeah.
First of all, who's going to stop Christmas? Second of all, how could Christmas be stopped? And third of all, even if they did stop Christmas, why would that take away his birthday?
Dude,
he's loaded.
He's sad. He's okay. So high when he made that call.
Exactly.
We have no idea. Last week was the horrible Thanksgiving Butterball Turkey Hotline call.
Oh, the magical.
Just went so poorly. And I'd like to suggest...
Once you sabotaged it, yeah.
I'd like to suggest that I'm not the one that should be taking the anger for that.
God damn it, Kevin, you stupid goddamn son of a bitch. You ruined everything, Kevin. You can't even dial a freaking phone. Turkey Hotline went all the hell. God damn it, you stupid son of a bitch. That bright blonde hair. Must have f***ed your goddamn brain cells. You f***ing retard.
And by the way, one Afro call represents 100,000 listeners, Kevin, so
yeah,
I hope you're happy.
That's my fault that that didn't go well, which it never does every year, and you people don't listen.
Thanks to you.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Christmas carolers outside my window.
Oh, dear God.
Christmas carolers around my tree. I wish that he could see. But I haven't seen Jesus for the life of me, and it's Christmas carols outside my window pane. Ba, ba la 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 la, ba la 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 la. Ho ho ho, ho 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 ho, ho ho ho.
All right, thank you.
And it's Christmas carolers outside my window pane.
Omar, get right into the studio and get that recorded for us.
Here's a feature that we provide called Run It By Us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Run It By Us. This guy has a question. He wants to know if he's doing the right thing. We will let him know.
I've been going out with a girl for a couple of years, and I'm starting to get some pressure to...
proposal, so I wanted to run it by you first. Here goes. Honey, you know I love you. And if I put this ring on your finger, will you please, for the love of God, shut the f*** about it for just 10 seconds? Jesus Christ, just 10 seconds, that's all I ask.
I think that would work.
Thumbs up.
Go for it.
Sweet.
Absolutely.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:57.
Is that a girl in the bikini in the next room?
Oh, yeah.
She coming in here? You're going to have some time with her in a few moments?
I love the Miss Double December competition.
I think it's the first year that we have them all in, though, right?
What are we thinking the previous seven times?
Pants coming off.
What's coming off?
Pants coming off.
We're dumb.
Yeah, they sure are.
Hey, guys.
Wow, look at that.
Spitting them over her head.
Giggity.
And throwing them now. This is just, it's girls gone wild.
All right, then. It is. All right. Well, that's coming up after 9 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Oh, wait. Hold on a second here. That's not the usual show business music, although it was also for some reason. But what's happening, Ralph?
Tragic late breaking news.
Is it Brittany?
No, I wish.
I had Brittany in the office pool.
We don't have an office pool.
According to the VegasEye.com website, the body of a 52-year-old was found by his friends at his Las Vegas home on Sunday.
52-year-old.
That 52-year-old was Kevin DeBrow.
No!
Lead singer for the legendary heavy metal group Quiet Riot.
No.
Wow, I don't feel so bad now. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Wait, Steve.
That is kind of a shocker, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, he's only 52.
Yeah.
What happened?
No word yet on the cause of death. Michael Politz, who writes for the website, says Kevin was one of his closest friends, a true Las Vegas icon, but no word yet on what the cause of death was. Of course, you remember DeBrow, lead singer of Quiet Riot with the hit Metal Health, that album. Oh, number one.
That's right.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Number
sure.
one album.
Amazing.
So, classic.
Come on, feel the corpse.
Oh, that's your tribute? That's your very touching
tribute. It's tragedy, tragedy plus time, Ralph. Plus time.
Come on, feel the sadness.
I think maybe.
Is that better?
You don't need to feel anything today, really. Don't you think?
Come on, feel the loss.
We're just loss now sharing the noise.
What the hell?
We're sharing the noise.
We are sharing the noise.
What does that even mean?
I meant news. I'm just discombobulated by all the sounds that are coming out of that room today. It's just every 10 seconds, Kevin is playing something unrelated to the conversation.
Have you ever seen a toddler play with what they call a busy box? It's like a thing you put in front of a kid.
How did this turn negative against me?
And a mirror, and there's like a switch, and there's a dog that you press and it barks.
You're an uneducated alcoholic.
All right. Easy.
Because like three times in the last minute, something is blasting. I don't know what you're doing.
Stop doing it. Now he's pushing buttons and nothing's happening.
That's better. More that's preferred.
Whoever pulled the plug over there, thank you.
Hang on, I'm fixing it.
No, don't fix it.
Just leave it alone. Don't touch anything.
Oh, that was the best.
Don't touch anything.
Good God.
Very sad news about
what's
Mr. DeBrow.
What's wrong with you? How does that sound for a change?
How about that? No.
Are you a retard?
How dare you? Do it on your podcast, Kevin.
And it's so disconcerting because he goes over there and looks at the machine for like 9 minutes and he's pushing buttons and he's like building
Come
a mall
on!
Over there. And he just completely turns away from the show.
Move on.
Wish I could.
Anna.
All right, now that was useful.
Should get that broad to pray for me in my career. Get me the hell off this goddamn show. Talk about God, you're going to answer any of my prayers for the past 10 years.
You are going to feel a lot better about you, your life, and this show when we bring Tawny in a few moments here, Ralph.
Yeah, I will.
Big boobs.
Tawny looks pretty good in the bikini, by the way.
Yeah.
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
Take a look at the top 10 movies this weekend, shall we? Enchanted made over $50 million over the long holiday weekend, $35 million of which were made just this past weekend. Number one at the box office by far, followed by This Christmas. This Christmas.
Nope.
Can you hear? Give me a little This Christmas.
That's not the.
Come on, Bean. Give me a little This Christmas. Give me a little
the
This
best Christmas.
Christmas
song
best
ever.
Christmas song
this
ever.
This Christmas.
Tried to locate this guy. Had much luck.
I've been a paraplegic now for more than 20 years.
I don't
I think good this time. Is in the movie, though. I don't think that this is at all related to the film.
That's the theme from the movie.
The theme stars this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he takes his time between lyrics, though, doesn't he?
Well, he's an artist. Beowulf was number three at the box office, followed by Hitman, B-Movie, Fred Claus, August Rush, American Gangster, The Mist, and No Country for Old Men, rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend. Britney Spears wants to adopt Chinese twins.
Yes. Yes.
Sounds like a setup for a bad joke, doesn't it?
What could
so
go
Britney
wrong
Spears
with that?
Adopts Chinese twins, right? And she walks into a bar. Now, according to News of the World, a British tabloid, Britney is in the final stages of talks with an adoption agency in China, and she's looking to pick up a couple of kids. In case she loses these two she's already got, then she can just get two more.
Good wow. idea.
So it all works out. I don't know if you heard the rumors or not, but Flea of Red Hot Chili Peppers, his home was burnt during the wildfires in Malibu over the weekend. However, Flea's manager says that Flea's house did not burn down.
So it did or didn't?
Well,
it didn't
here's what I think the story is. Some people said it did burn. Some people say it didn't burn. I think the confusion is that he's got a house in Malibu that he lives in now that was apparently not burnt by the fire. But okay. he did have another property that he was selling.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And apparently that one was damaged by the fire. So that may be the reason for the confusion. But either way, bad news.
Yeah.
You don't lose a house.
No, either way. And it looks like Vanessa Carlton may be the next in line for celebrity rehab.
Uh-oh. Who had her in the pool?
I don't think anyone.
No one.
New York Post says that while on stage last week at a New York show, she forgot the lyrics to her songs, stopped singing one tune altogether, and babbled incoherently to the crowd.
Mm. Wow.
Then she, on stage, blamed it on antibiotics she'd been taking.
Okay.
How many people are going to try that before they realize antibiotics don't really do that to you,
yeah,
do they?
Yeah, I never got confused.
Is there one antibiotic?
An antibiotic?
Remember we were in Vegas and Kevin tried that with us?
Yeah. I don't want antibiotics. Give me your water.
But rightfully so, no one bought it.
Kevin tried granola bar.
That's right.
Forget antibiotics.
Are you drunk, Kevin? No, I had a granola bar. It was so dry.
Mouth dry.
Oh, so dry. It's like eating something that's dry.
Let's well, focus on dry. Anyone else.
Desert
mouth. This Vanessa Carlton, though, what are you saying? She's mumbling and forgetting the lyrics and just ranting. It sounds like what Fiona Apple used to be famous for. Now somebody's come along to kind of pick up the slack since Fiona's been out of the limelight for a
finally,
while.
Finally, someone to carry the Fiona torch.
Exactly.
We've all been waiting for. All right, enough of this BS. Let's get to the Miss Double December. What do you say?
Yes.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Tina Turner turned 68 years old today, and Rich Little, legendary impressionist, turned 68 as well. What's so funny?
Nothing.
Not Little Richard.
No, not okay. Little Richard. Did you ever hear Rich Little do his Hulk Hogan impersonation?
No.
No.
What would that sound like?
Sounds a little something like this.
Thanks for calling, brother.
We found out Bean does a voice.
Bean does a voice.
He does Indian not, guy and he does the Hulkster.
Oh. It's hardly a voice.
It's awesome, and we're going to hear it every day for the rest of our lives. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ.
I'm on antibiotics.
12 minutes after 9.
It's the most magical time of the year. It's the wonderful, wonderful Miss Double December search. Another girl is in the room. Sing it if you know it, won't you?
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Nice melon.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Boobs.
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Hi, Tani.
Oh,
hey, how's it going?
Yay!
Look at me.
Stop making those noises.
More, more.
God.
I guess when we had the Hollywood Prayer Network on, we asked if prayers work. I guess the answer is yes, because this is exactly what I was envisioning in my mind, and now it's come true just a few minutes later.
Yes.
Tawny is 28 years old from Buena Park. You can see her at krock.com. She is one of our 10 finalists for Miss Double December 2008. Tawny, tell us a little bit about yourself, won't you?
Well, I'm 28. I'm a bartender at a sports bar, so all that sports you talk about, I got to see live and all the crazy fans. So
you must make a mint at a sports bar.
Yeah. Actually, it was slow yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, and it sucked because I only made $100.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think sports fans will come into a bar and see you and see those and just throw money at you all day long.
I'm wearing way too much clothes at my job.
Oh, that's what
the zipper won't
not
go
today.
Down far enough.
Not today, you're not. I'll tell you that.
Tawny's in a bikini here in the studio.
Oh. Yes.
What's your
that or not?
choice. Yes.
Yeah. Nice choice.
What's your specialty as a bartender? What's your drink?
I like making pineapple upside down cakes.
Pineapple upside down
cakes. What's in that?
What is
never
that?
Heard of
it.
It's really
that.
Simple. It's just a vanilla vodka. I prefer to use Absolut. And then pineapple juice. And you just shake it up and you shoot it. It's really good.
Sounds good.
Oh, let me make a note.
On
shake
Friday.
It up
oh,
yeah. and you shoot it.
Oh, yeah. Shake it up and shoot it.
That's what you said.
I make them shake with it, too. So.
All right. Tell us about those. How old are they?
How do you know? They could be like 28.
They could be, but it's unlikely.
Is that the answer?
They're about probably seven. I'm
really?
Bad at math.
Wow. Yeah. So they're still kids.
Yeah. Yeah. but they're well broken in. Though.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So. I don't know where to go from
here. Speechless.
Tony, have you ever been on television?
Yes, I have.
You look familiar to me for some reason.
The most recent thing I did was Rock of Love.
That's what it is.
Rock of Love.
Yeah, Rock of Love.
Michaels.
Yeah. And I'm going to be on the Gene Simmons show.
What?
Soon too, yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's Psycho Mike's idol, Gene Simmons.
Yes. Yeah,
how are you
going to
be on that show?
I perform my talent for him as well. So.
Which we're going to see in a second.
Yes. We're going to get to in a moment, yeah. What's the – well, first of all, it's too much going on here. You were on Rock of Love. You went on a show to try to win Bret Michaels from Poison as a joke, though, right?
Well, I went to kind of get a vacation from work and – get my drink on and yeah.
And party with Bret Michaels.
Yeah.
And what went wrong? How did you not win it?
He said I got lost in the shuffle.
Aww.
Which I think is a load of crap. I think it's because I was killing the drama with the other girls because I just wanted to drink and they wanted to, cry. So
yeah.
And it's better television when there's fighting and crying going on.
Sure.
But usually when you drink more, there's more fighting and crying.
Yeah.
Are you a happy drunk?
It depends. If you push my buttons, I can go either way. It got bad to the point where they actually took the vodka bottle away from us because we were so drunk. And we're like, why are you taking the bottle away?
We just want a drink.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I guess because we were making phone calls to our family and they're like, you guys are done. You need a break.
Wow.
Now, did you go on that show for some of the same reasons that you may have entered the Miss Double December competition, which is you're looking to make it in show business somehow?
Actually, I have a new goal. I want to be on the most reality shows ever. And
I like it.
I've actually now done 12.
Wow.
What?
Yes, I've done 12.
Wow.
What
else?
Can you reel them off for us?
Yes, I've done Blind Date 3 times. I've done, twice. Fifth Wheel 3 times, Eliminate, Extreme Dating, Star Dates with Screech, Meet My Folks,
Foursome
on Playboy TV, Rock of Love, and Gene Simmons Show.
Wow.
You are an attention whore.
Yes, I am. I don't get enough love at home for
which
my family.
Which is fine, by the way. really? Screech? Really?
Yeah.
Screech?
Yeah.
Star Dates with Screech.
Yes.
Wow.
He is hot.
How about that?
Him.
I'm sorry. Did you say you love him and he's hot?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen his porn, though. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to.
You don't want to.
You don't want to see that.
It should have been me.
No, it shouldn't have been you.
It's called Saved by the Smell, and I think that may tell you all you need to know about it.
Wow.
So if you are selected Miss Double December, and of course you're a top 10 finalist at this point, so you're one step closer, you'll be hanging out with us all next year. You'll be coming to the Acoustic Christmas shows next month. You'll be going to the Weenie Roast next year. We can go to Vegas for singles parties. You come with us. I mean, you're part of the family if you win this thing. Is that okay with you?
Oh, hell yeah. I want to party like a rock star.
You will be required to drink. Is that all right?
I don't know. You might have to twist my arm.
Okay. We might have to take the vodka bottle away from what it sounds like.
You might have to fight me for it.
Oh, I will. I will.
Well, then we'll just have to wrestle then. Bring it on.
All right.
I'll take you down.
Now, you say in your questionnaire that Jessica Biel is hot and you'd like to kiss her. How are you about kissing the girls? You got any trouble with the ladies? Because that is part of the job.
I can kiss a girl on command. It's a very good talent, too.
That's great.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You're well-trained.
Yes, I am.
Okay, speaking of talents, you had an unusual one that you wrote to us about. Describe that for us.
It's pretty simple. I can fit my fist in my mouth.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm very
it
popular with the men.
It takes so little to entertain guys, but that does it every time.
Can you do that, Kevin?
No.
Of course not. It's a gift.
I've never tried
it.
It's a gift. It's like being able to heal the sick.
I'm with you, dude.
It's a miracle.
I guess... at this time, we have asked you to come in so we can meet you and check you out and do the interview and then see your talent. Lightning is videoing it right now, and all the talents are going to go up on the website so people can continue to check in at krock.com
yeah,
and
the
vote.
The talents are going up, all right.
I guess now is the time that we need to see that.
All righty.
Do you need anything, any special lubricant or anything like that?
No,
okay.
I'm good with my saliva.
Oh, yes, you are.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, oh my lord!
Didn't even hesitate. Oh man,
that was easy.
Wow. Simple.
Yeah,
that's not even a chore for you.
Yeah, it's a quickie. Wow. In and out.
Can you fit Ralph's fist in your mouth?
I got a big hand.
That's not a fist.
Big fist. I'd have to go wash my hands. I would feel creepy just putting my hand inside of her mouth. You know?
Yeah, that's you.
I have no idea where his hands have been, quite frankly.
Let's talk about Friday morning, Tawny. You are in. You're going to join us for the Miss Double December pageant, right, out there in Fullerton?
Absolutely.
Okay, all 10 girls.
You're going to have to bring a bathing suit because we will be having a bathing suit competition, but apparently she's already prepared
for that. She travels with me.
Yeah, she's got
I wear it all the time.
Yeah.
The event is going to be live. It's been a long time since there's been a Kevin and Bean live show that you can come down to, and this one is going to be in Fullerton at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe, 122 East Commonwealth Avenue. We're going to be there broadcasting live from 6 until 10 o'clock. And, Ralph, what is your vision? It's going to be an actual pageant with questions, talent competition on stage,
all
different wardrobe changes, meet the girls, the whole deal, right?
If you've ever seen the Miss America, the Miss Universe pageant, it's going to be just like that. We're going to have the girls on the runway showing their wares off for you. We'll also have a talent competition. We'll be interviewing the girls live on stage. We'll get their opinion on world affairs.
Beautiful.
And that sort of thing.
And we're hoping to get something like this.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Such as.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Is that good?
We can only hope.
You could just pray for that, right?
Slide Bar Rock and Roll. You just did. Slide Bar Rock and Roll Cafe in Fullerton, live broadcast. Full bar beginning at 6 a.m. We'll be there from 6 till 10. Free admission with donation of a new unwrapped toy. We figure, hey, we're having a party with K-Rock listeners anyway. Why not do something just in time for the holidays? It's Kevin and Bean's Toys for Tatas. U.S. Marine Corps is going to be on hand collecting toys. So to get into the live event, you'll need a donation of a new unwrapped toy. And that is all we ask. And come on down on Friday in Fullerton and see Tawny and see the girls.
Japanese cowboy.
Yes.
One of our engineers.
Yes.
He's walking into R just to check things out in here, make sure everything's working all right.
Whenever we need him to engineer stuff.
Gone for months at a time. All of a sudden, he's here, Miss Double D.
You've never seen the staff behave like they have today. Johnny at Beer Mug, our intern, he's like, usually he's drunk and asleep at work.
Right.
Today's like, hey, girls, what can I get you? Can I get you some coffee? Hey, can I make you an omelet? What can I do for you? Can I wax your car? He's like the most Johnny on the spot intern you've ever seen in your life, just out of his head.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes.
Tawny, it was great to meet you. We'll give you the last word for your fans out there, people who don't even know they love you yet. What's your reason why they should vote for you to be Miss Double December 2008?
Because I'm an alcoholic.
There we go.
All right,
okay.
Then. You'll fit
well
right
done.
In.
Those are our people.
Go to krock.com.
Time to take your phone calls.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Toll free, 1-800-520-1067. This morning for each caller, a pair of tickets to the International Motorcycle Show coming up the Long Beach Convention Center December 7th through the 9th. Thanks, Lightning. I'm sure you had something to do with that.
All right, thanks, wheels.
Let's talk to Tim in Costa Mesa. Tim is on line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Tim, welcome to the show. What it do, nephew?
Well, I just wanted to ask Ralph what it do with his Eagles almost winning the Patriots last night.
How about that?
They put a scare into them, that's for sure.
It was a shocker.
Except for a few INTs, we could have won that game.
How much of the game did your team lead?
The better part of the fourth quarter, until they scored that last final touchdown, then they held on for the win.
Yeah, and it was close up until that point. It was just going back and forth, depending on who was scoring.
Yeah, I think that was the closest game that anyone's ever played with the Patriots. I don't even think Indianapolis came as close as the Eagles.
It was the closest margin of victory they've had all season long. So I think that makes the Philadelphia Eagles the second best team in the NFL.
Well, I don't think that's how it works.
That's pretty much how it works.
That's how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works.
I didn't think that's how it worked.
Yeah.
All right, good.
I was watching that game last night, Ralph, and I was thinking about you because, you know, there are moments in the game where you sense the momentum shift. When New England was at first and goal and had that touchdown called back for the offensive interference that Randy Moss had, and then they couldn't get it in, and then the kicker came out and missed the field goal, I thought it has to be like playing with their heads right now. We're the Patriots. This stuff doesn't happen to us.
Yeah, they were definitely rattled. It was fun to see them struggling a little bit.
Still undefeated, though.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, 11-0, yeah. Although the Eagles have the Seahawks this weekend, and I think you know that's going to be a very different game.
Sure, yeah. All right, let's go to Justin in Van Nuys. Good morning, Justin. What it do?
What it do, party people?
What's going on?
I saw No Country for Old Men.
Yep.
Great movie, but what ruined the movie other than the ending was there were some dark-colored people in the front row yelling out, "Oh, snap," and "Oh, hell no."
Oh, I wish I would have had your theater. That sounds a lot more fun than mine.
And it wasn't. It was. They were just yelling out loud. Of course, I didn't make out the color of the people. But
yeah, sure.
But they were dark colored. You said
yes. I can see the FUBU and the Mark Echo in the back of their shirt.
Wow.
Well, stop going to Magic Johnson Theaters to go see your movie. That's all I got to tell you.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what you want us to say, but it is a stereotype that is often true that black people talk back to the movie screen, and I don't understand it, and I can understand why it would be annoying.
And I'm saying I wish it was me because I love that. Love. And that movie, by the way, speaking about the effed up ending, I hate that feeling that I always get because I'm the one who goes, I look around and go, I wonder if everyone else got it. And I'm the only one who didn't.
Yeah.
And that's usually the case.
Kevin got that feeling at the end of Transformers.
I did.
I don't really understand. Did the good guys win? Why is the soda can walking?
Cheryl in Long
Beach. You do remember when Kevin told us on the air that Rosebud was a book, right?
I do.
Citizen Kane. You do remember that. I mean, talk about missing the theme of the movie.
Yeah, whatever. Cheryl in Long Beach. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Bean. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Cheryl.
What'd it do?
I wanted to let you know that last night I was at Oz on Sunset across from, what was it, the Whiskey A Go-Go?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And Paris Hilton walked in and bought $1,200 worth of crap.
Now, Oz, for those you don't know, is sort of like a Spencer's Gifts, one of those kind of kitschy little stores that sells knickknacks and goofy novelty gifts and that kind of stuff.
How do you
right?
spend $1,200 in a store?
That is not easy at Oz.
I have no idea, but she walked out of there with $1,200, and I didn't even know it was her until one of the clerks go, "Yeah, that was Paris Hilton." I'm like, "Oh God,
$1,200."
I didn't know if I should be disgusted because I was shopping in the same store as her, or if I should be proud because she was shopping in the same store as me.
You should be proud because you didn't recognize her.
Yeah.
That's what she should be proud for.
Maybe she's buying wacky T-shirts to send to the kids in Rwanda that she seems to care so much about now.
Could be. Or she was buying the porn stuff that they sell in there, too.
Could be, too. Yeah. Sometimes you need $1,200 worth of porn.
It's a lot of fuzzy handcuffs.
Yeah, exactly. Little Rwanda kids walking around with I'm with stupid T-shirts on, courtesy of Paris Hilton.
All right, let's go to Rebecca in Glendale. Good morning, Rebecca.
Glendale!
What it do?
What it do?
What it do?
Hi, everyone.
Hi there.
Hi, Rebecca.
Bean,
yes, dear.
Love you.
Okay.
Wow. Listen. Oh, wow.
Love Christmas music all year round.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
My office partner is crazy.
Wow. Look, here's what I'm saying about that is the song doesn't suddenly suck because it's December 26th. If you love a song and it's a great song, it's still great in February. It's still great in August. No. What's the problem?
No.
All year round, I'm with you.
The problem is that it's a seasonal song that reminds you of the season. And out of season, it just doesn't work.
It's like singing Happy Birthday every day
right.
of the year.
Right.
But, Happy Birthday but, every day.
Well, that's dumb. Rebecca, why are you dumb?
Oh, I'm not dumb.
You don't sing Happy Birthday every day.
I will sing Happy Birthday to you.
Well, why? Do you have Alzheimer's and you don't remember when you were born?
Do I remember when I was born?
Well, I'm just wondering why you sing Happy Birthday every day. I'm just confused.
I love it. It's a feeling of happiness, and Christmas is great.
Yeah, it is.
You have enough happiness, though, Rebecca. I'd like to dial your happiness down about 10 notches.
No.
Okay.
It's like I love pumpkin pie, but after this weekend, I never want to have another slice of pumpkin
pie.
For
11 months.
And then when it rolls around, it's going to be like, oh, I can't wait for the pumpkin pie. It's a certain time of year, and you don't want to have it all year long.
Oh, Rebecca, you're going to be so happy with Bean's new blog. A completely different blog.
Tell me all about it.
Where he puts up a Christmas song every day.
I love it.
It's ChristmasMusicEveryday.com, Rebecca. I want you to go there right now. ChristmasMusicEveryday.com.
I will. Okay?
You are as bad as Bean, and that's saying something.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. That's my kind of people right there, kids.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
You love the joyful, happy, outgoing people.
Yes, he does.
That's what I'm about.
Happy people, you think Bean.
That's right.
Let's go to Mario in Palm Springs. Good morning, Mario.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Well, you guys think you're the craziest people to ever be. My dad just proved you guys not
Hold on a second. Let me back up.
We often say we're the craziest people that have ever been.
Well, not. My dad got caught humping the turkey. Put it that way.
Your dad didn't get caught having sex with a turkey.
Nobody believes me. Nobody
because it didn't happen.
Oh, it does happen. It did happen.
No. Liars.
You can ask my mom. You can ask my sister. You can ask my brother. Nope.
All right, put your mom on the phone.
But she's not here right now.
Oh, surprise.
Oh, convenient. All right. Can we call your father tomorrow and talk to him about it?
You know what? Why don't you do that?
well, I'll tell you what. We will.
He's going to deny it.
All right. So if we're keeping track at home now, mom's not available. Dad will deny it. What other evidence do you have for us, Mario?
My word is good. Mm,
your word's effing shaky. Did you have a cell phone or anything to take a photo of that? Hey, Dad, pose with a turkey on your penis, will you? But I'm done, son.
Talk about basting the turkey.
Oh, come on, Mario. That didn't happen.
It did.
Okay, then what did you eat?
I didn't eat turkey.
No, I don't buy
good
it.
Answer.
I don't buy it. He's lying.
We'll make a little turkey gravy.
I say we hold on to his prize until we talk to his dad, and then we make that determination.
He said his mom or his sister will confirm this. Let's talk to his mom or his sister.
Let's talk to his mom.
Yes.
That'll be harder to talk her into confirming that.
We're going to call his mom. He's going to be like, hello, I'm Mario's mom.
Mario, can we talk to your mom tomorrow morning?
Sure you can.
All right.
All right. We're going to hang on to your prize until we verify this story because we're all calling BS. And by the way, we'll apologize if your mom sounds convincing and we believe you. We'll apologize, okay?
Okay.
Can you tell us the circumstances surrounding this particular event?
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's what I thought. What happened?
I couldn't hear you. I'm on a cell phone.
What happened that you came across your father doing this? Explain the situation.
Well, we bought 3 turkeys this year.
Uh-huh.
We only used 2 of them. So the other one, I guess he decided to... whatever he was doing to it.
Right, but where was he when he did it?
He was in the kitchen.
And you just walked in on
him. In the kitchen?
Yes, he was in our kitchen. We got a big house, and, you know, the kitchen's pretty big.
Yeah. Mario, was it cooked or was it raw?
No, it was in the refrigerator. So
he's falling apart.
Yeah, no, it was in the refrigerator.
So you, your mom, and your sister all walked in on him?
No, it was me, but I told him all about it.
Oh, that doesn't count, Mario.
Oh, well, that doesn't count at all. Your mom doesn't know anything then, so she can't independently confirm it.
My mom and sister were shopping.
All right,
so
then
when I got home, I told them about it.
And they called you a liar, too?
They were just laughing at me. They didn't believe me.
They don't have any other evidence, though. If all they know is what you told them, then it's pointless for us to talk to them. We're just calling BS on you.
And forget the mom. Let's talk to the dad.
But he'll deny it.
So what? We can feel
him
out.
Bring the turkey down. We want to do a DNA test. We want to run it past the CSI boys.
Man, I'm not kidding, man. I'm serious.
We're going to black light. We're going to black light and run it over that turkey and see if any spots show up.
Like Mario won't do that today.
All right, but yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. He'll tamper with the evidence. Thank you for the call, Mario.
I'm calling BS
liar.
On that. That's not the case.
I want to thank our one and only guest on today's show, Karen Covell, for joining us from the Hollywood Prayer Network, hollywoodprayernetwork.org. And how about the 3 Miss Double D's that came in today, by the way?
How about that?
You know, it was a great idea finally 7 years in to meet all 10 girls.
Right.
But the 2 girls that came in. Sorry. It was great to finally meet them, beyond the winner. And the personality and how much fun they were, really terrific. I think it helps their cause a lot to come on our show and do what they did today.
How stupid/lazy have we been to not have them in all these years.
Just talk to them on the phone.
What's wrong with them?
Yeah, and what makes it worse, this was Lightning's idea.
I know. We're putting video up online. We're going to do a live show on Friday where we crown Miss Double December.
I know.
Wow.
So I think Lightning filmed Irene when she came in today with her poem, and I think he filmed Tawny, who came in putting her fist in her mouth, and those will both go up on the website, so you'll get a chance to see more of the girls and then cast your vote. And then Friday, we find out who the Miss Double December is. But this is going to be a fun week, you guys.
We got more in tomorrow.
That's right.
We can get 3 more girls coming
tomorrow morning, we have 3 Miss Double Decembers coming in. We have Frank Caliendo, who's going to be
here. He's one of our Miss Double Decembers.
He's not. Whole different thing there. And he's going to tell us about his Frank TV, and we're going to talk more about Britney Spears trying to adopt Chinese twins, because what could go wrong with that?
Nothing. Yes.
And more tickets to K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2007.
Psycho Mike, what song should we be listening for right now to win those tickets for the Acoustic Christmas show? Do you know?
I do. Give me 1 second, though.
You don't know, then.
I'm going to say, between 11 and noon, you're going to be listening for Infected by Bad Religion.
All right. So Cat Corbett will have that, along with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock next, including some Bob Marley for you, also the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Eddie Vedder, Pennywise, Bush, and more right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.